listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. You're listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. Our coverage of today's game will start soon. Listening to Bowie Bay Sox.
Welcome to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. It's time now for the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show.
Well, it's the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show from Prince George's Stadium. We're getting set for Game 2 in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Well, glad you're with us. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie, and the Bay Sox, boy, did they flip the switch right into starting out the second half strong on Tuesday, taking down the Squirrels to open the six-game set 9-3. They trailed briefly early, but Bowie used two big home runs to take the lead, and then some power from new prospects late to push ahead. It was back-to-back home runs, Maverick Handley and Andrew Dashbaugh getting it going, a game-tying two-run blast from Handley in the second, and then a go-ahead solo blast from Andrew Dashbaugh to immediately follow. And then in the third, Colton Cowser, his first official double-A at-bat, was a massive two-run home run to left center field off of the video board. He had a perfect day at the plate, 3-for-3, and scored two driven in, a walk, and a hit by pitch. So Cowser will continue to bat second today for Bowie, and hopefully we can see a little bit more production from him as well, or you can't ask for more. Maybe some consistent production from him, to be a little bit more specific, as the Bay Sox will turn to Ryan Watson to try and keep Richmond scoreless for the second time in his career. Let's get you set up with the numbers for today's game. The Squirrels come in with their 71st overall game of the season. They enter the day with a 40-30 record, 0-1 in the second half, and a one-game losing streak. The Squirrels are 6-4 over their last 10, and 18-16 when playing on the road. The Bay Sox also come in for game number 71 on the season. They are 28-42 overall on the year, 1-0 when playing in the second half. A one-game winning streak for the Bay Sox, as they're 4-6 over the last 10, and 15-19 when playing here in front of the home crowd at Prince George's Stadium. Looking around the Southwest Division standings for this one, of course, just being the second game in the first half and with no rainouts, it's an easy tell that there's three teams tied first and three teams tied for last. Bowie is one of the teams tied for first in the Southwest Division, as well as Altoona and Erie, both teams winning their first games of the half, and then Akron, Harrisburg, and Richmond are all tied for third with identical 0-1 records. Not much more to say about that one. Only one roster move to make note of coming into today's game, and it was a late change for Bowie. Adam Hall was not in the lineup, so he wasn't really a lost body from the starting nine, but he was lost from the roster in general, so a lost bench presence for now, as the right-handed infielder is headed down to the Florida Complex League Orioles for the time being. Hall had been dealing with an unspecified illness for quite some time that had limited him to just designated hitter roles. He has not played in the field for, I want to say, at least 3 weeks at this point. And while he has still been able to produce in decent capacities at the top of the lineup, you had to imagine at some point they'd either put him directly on the IL or send him down to the Complex League to rehab a little bit in the field. And it sounds like that might be what is happening here. Don't have a confirmation on it, but that's just what my educated guess has to say. Ian Watson going for Bowie with Matt Frisbee going for the Squirrels. Frisbee, a 3-4 record and a 4.04 ERA. He enters this season flying high. After a late start to the year, he's been extremely efficient. After missing the first two series of the season and struggling to get out of the fourth inning in his first four starts, he's fired at least five innings in eight consecutive outings. He's been a very contact-reliant pitcher, only striking out 48 batters in 62 and a third innings this season, but he's got some of the longest outings in the league just in general. He has two different seven-inning performances on the books, including a 7 1/3 inning outing a couple of weeks ago. So he can still get easy contact, weak contact for very quick outs, and it'll be on Bowie to try and make sure they don't let that contact be too weak. They want to turn on the ball and see if they can muscle it out like they did yesterday with their three home runs. On Ryan Watson, it's a 4-2 mark for Watson this season, a 4.07 ERA. His four wins does lead the team, tied with Jensen Elliott. And he's coming in for his second career start against the Squirrels after making his first double-A start against Richmond all the way back on April 27th. And that was when he was on his outstanding run to open his double-A career. He fired five scoreless innings, extending his scoreless streak to 13 consecutive to open that career, in which he finally saw that perfect streak of his come to an end. Remember, he retired the first 28 batters of his double-A career. But he gave up a one-hit, a single to Brandon Martirano, who is not in the lineup today. He's on the bench. And then allowed two runners to reach second base across the five innings, but didn't allow anyone to reach third base. So he still pitched strong, but did tie a season's high three walks in the game, striking out six along the way. That's kind of where the meat has been for Ryan Watson this season. 4-6 strikeouts. There have only been three at this point, three of his 12 outings this year in which he has not been in that 4-6 strikeout range. It's all about the precision and the location for Ryan Watson. If he continues it today, I see no reason why he can't put together a good day. He was kind of the tough luck loser last time for the Bay Sox. 5 innings, 3 runs, no walks, 4 strikeouts, 3-2. We'll see what he has against the Squirrels this second time around, but I expect good things from Watson when he continues that precision. Plenty more to come here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we return, newly promoted prospect Colton Cowser, along with Kobe Mayo and Connor Norby, all sat down for their introductory media sessions with Baltimore media, and we picked apart some key pieces from Cowser's media bits. We'll tell you about it and replay some of that information for you in just a second. We're back in a bit. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox, open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Saturday, July 2nd and Sunday, July 3rd. It's two of the largest fireworks shows of the season, all a part of the Bay Sox Independence Day weekend celebration. On Saturday, it's the post-game spectacular, sponsored by Royal Farms. And on Sunday, it's the Bay Sox Independence Day celebration with the biggest fireworks show of the season, sponsored by Johns Hopkins Community Physicians. Two straight days of post-game fireworks at Prince George's Stadium, and you don't want to miss it. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
We continue on with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show here at Prince George's Stadium, getting set for game two in Bowie and Richmond. Colton Cowser, Connor Norby, and Kobe Mayo all sat down to introduce themselves to local media today. We picked apart some of the key moments from Cowser's media availability, where he gives a lot of great insight into what it's just been like being promoted with his other two teammates and the adjustment already up to the AA level. The first question that Cowser dealt with, what it's been like transitioning from college ball, though, to pro ball?
Yes and no. I mean, I think it's the same game no matter what, whatever you're playing. You know, the pace is different, the pitching's different, and I think it takes a little bit of time to adjust here and there. But overall, I wasn't surprised.
What did it mean to you to get out of the gate so good last night?
It felt good. It felt really good. You know, it was yesterday, first time hitting here in Bowie during BP, and, you know, I felt good. I was seeing the ball pretty well. And after the first at-bat, took a couple close pitches, and, you know, I was pretty confident. You know, the umpire's zone was pretty good last night, comparable to where it was in Aberdeen. So, you know, I had a lot of fun. You know, the guys are awesome here, and they welcomed us three in, for sure. Really looking forward to the rest of the year.
Have they talked about your role at all? Are they going to be around the outfield at all, or one position, or would they talk about your versatility?
No, but I know they like to give me reps in, you know, in all three positions, for sure, and that's something that I'm capable of and I enjoy doing. I know last night we pretty much had three center fielders playing the outfield, so it felt like no balls were going to get down. So it's a lot of fun.
How does it help the three of you to come together where you can kind of help each other through a transition period?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, last year, whenever we all got called up to Delmarva, you know, Kobe wasn't part of our draft class, but it kind of felt like we adopted him, per se, because, you know, he kind of did everything with us, and he came up with Delmarva. And then this year, you know, Connor and Kobe, they're roommates, and, you know, they're really close, and I was roommates with Connor last year, so, you know, we all have a great bond, and, you know, it feels like we're all, you know, brothers, per se. We all give each other some mess here and there, but it's a lot of fun to see those two guys.
The team, as you move up, I mean, there's a lot of excitement around the whole minor league system now, starting to translate to the major league club.
Yeah, it's really exciting. You know, I know today's Gunner's birthday, so happy birthday, Gunner. I talked to him last night, you know, after he hit for the cycle, and I was like, come on, man, like, you have to one-up me a little bit. But, you know, it's, you know, we got a great org right now, what they're doing, what everyone's preaching. You can tell it's transcending up through the levels, and it's very, very exciting.
You were hitting the ball really well last month there in Aberdeen. Were things just starting to click for you?
Yeah, I'd say so. You know, as time went on, you know, we went on a road trip, and, you know, I was just trying to get back to C-ball, hit-ball approach, and, you know, that's what it kind of turned into. And, you know, I felt like at the beginning of the year I was taking a lot of pitches, per se, and, you know, I was taking a lot of close pitches, you know, getting called for strikes, getting down in counts. And, you know, as time went on, I was like, you know what, I'm going to sacrifice, you know, maybe some, not swing and miss, but I was going to be a little bit more aggressive, you know, some of those pitches that are borderline. And so started doing that and attacking pitches early on, and it felt like it really started clicking.
Are you going to bring that over to here as well, or are you going to kind of take things as they come and just kind of see how double-A pitching might be pitching to you?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a learn-as-you-go experience. Yeah. You know, every level is different, and, you know, I think that, you know, these pitchers will have a little bit more of a plan, so it helps me as a hitter, you know, develop an approach and plan as well. So it'll probably be, you know, here and there, depending on how I'm feeling and depending on who we're facing that day, I think.
Makes sense.
You mentioned the strike zone was a little bit better, you think. It one night in, but...
Yeah, one night in. One night in it was.
Is that something that the coaches have prepared you for, that as you get up through the levels, the umpiring will get better?
Yes, I mean, it's something that they have said, but, you know, not all umpires are perfect. You know, they should get a little bit better and better as you go up.
What part of your game are you looking to improve here, Billy?
Right now, just consistency. You know, I think that, like you said, I had a really good last month, and I'm just trying to build off that and finish the year strong, you know, really have a strong back half of the season.
Downs like at Aberdeen?
You know, they were interesting. It was something that I had to learn about, you know, being my first full pro season. You know, not get too high on your highs, not get too low on your lows is something I learned, and really get into a routine, and that's kind of where I'm at, just kind of trying to stay in the middle.
What was the key to Aberdeen's success in the first half of the season?
We could really hit, and you know, the pitching staff, I think, is something that a lot of people were surprised about. You know, those guys, they shoved this year, and it helps when we were putting up some runs, and, you know, even those 1-0 ball games, whenever they were able to hold those guys to zero, it helped as well, and we had a great clubhouse there.
I know John was your roommate in Aberdeen. Who's your roommate up here?
It's going to be Hudson Haskin.
Oh, okay.
So I'm moving in sometime soon with him, and I'm really looking forward to, you know, getting to know him better.
Have you completed the Lego Millennium Falcon?
I have not. I kind of got stalled out with some of the scheduling and the road trips. It's actually sitting in my car right now.
Is it okay?
It's okay. It has made the trip, but I know that it will be done soon.
You're going to take over the...
Now that I've kind of settled down with the schedule.
Nice.
Did you get pounded with a lot of breaking balls in Aberdeen? What was that like?
Yes and no. I think so. You know, it got to the point where I was struggling with, you know, off speed inside, you know, things breaking into me. But as I made the adjustments to that, you know, it slowly started to transcend into, you know, hard in, soft away. You know, and I kind of made the adjustments to that as well.
I know earlier in the year, Berto talked about how great you guys were in welcoming Prieto to the Ironbirds. Now that you're reunited with him, what's that going to be like?
Oh, it's awesome. He's an awesome guy, awesome clubhouse guy, great teammate. And I know he was upset to see us, or he was upset to leave, but I know it was great for him. But, cause, you know, we were all kind of like a little family up there. But so I definitely think he was excited to see us here.
Again, that was his first introductory press session. We'll step aside right now here on the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. When we return, we've got the lineups, first pitch, and all the play-by-play. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The BaySox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the DC area, the Steamfitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org.
Back to Prince George's Stadium as we continue on with the DCA Imaging Systems pregame show. Matt Sabatis with you. Let's go ahead and take you on a quick little breeze through with the starting lineups for this one as Bowie and Richmond get set to go toe-to-toe for the second time in this six-game series. A couple of lineup changes for Richmond to note. The first two remain the same, though. Left-hander Michael Gigliotti, right-hander Brett Arbach comes in. He's only batting .201 this season on what's been a slow rundown since a hot start to the year. Sean Roby bumps up to third. Frankie Tostado will continue to hit fourth. Roby batting third is an interesting one for me, as Diego Rincones had a four-hit day yesterday. All four hits were singles, however, and he never actually got to third base. But to come in and slap four hits in a good sprayed manner, too. Hit two to right field, one to left field, and one to center field. But to have him sit on the bench for today's game, a very interesting take. But you put Roby up there batting third and Frankie Tostado to bat fourth. That could be something, as Roby does at least get on base at a decent rate. And then Tostado, of course, has had the power against the Bay Sox this season and some good contact as well, a .371 average. Ricardo Henevez had a home run yesterday. He'll be batting fifth. Tyler Fitzgerald bats sixth. Armani Smith to follow. Those two making their first appearance of the series. And then Jacob Hayward and Franklin Labor round out the nine for Richmond. We step aside one final time here. When we return, we've got first pitch and all the play-by-play. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to BaySox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We'll Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. Coverage of the 2022 Bowie Bay Sox season is brought to you by Chesapeake Employers Insurance, DCA Imaging Systems, On the Green, Patient First, Royal Farms, Smile Doctors, and ZY Pyrotechnics. And now, live from the ballpark, it's time for Bowie Bay Sox Baseball.
We're ready to go from Prince George's Stadium. It's game two in this six-game series between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and your Bowie Bay Sox. Matt Sabat is with you from the ballpark in Bowie, and as Ryan Watson warms on the mound for the Bay Sox, the starting lineup for the Squirrels that he'll face looks like this. Leading off in center field, you've got Michael Gigliotti, followed by Brett Auerbach at second base, batting second. Sean Roby is the third baseman, batting third. Frankie Tostado at first base, bats fourth. Ricardo Henebase is the catcher, batting fifth. Tyler Fitzgerald at shortstop, bats sixth. Armani Smith in left field, bats seventh. Jacob Hayward is the DH, he bats eighth. And Franklin Labor is in right field, batting ninth. The Squirrels are the AA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're managed by Dennis Pelfrey, assisted by Paul Esguerra, Danny Santon, and Gary Davenport. Chris Walsh is the athletic trainer. Richmond is 40-30 on the year, 0-1 in the second half, riding a one-game losing streak. And again, that lineup for the Squirrels, you've got Michael Gigliotti, Brett Auerbach, Sean Roby, Frankie Tostado, Ricardo Henevez, Tyler Fitzgerald, Armani Smith, Jacob off against Ryan Watson on the mound. Prince George's Stadium here in Bowie, 309 feet down the line to both left and right field, 405 feet to straightaway center on a beautifully sun-soaked day here at the ballpark. Wind pushing out a bit to center field, maybe left center in some gusts, but it does iron out the flag ever so slightly. Could be a little bit helpful for some of the power hitters in the lineup today. Watson may need to be careful. As he takes his final warm-up toss, he'll prepare to face off against the left-hander Michael Gigliotti. As the toss is received and sent down to second base by the catcher Andres Angulo, and we'll get underway with lefty Gigliotti digging in. A 244 average for Gigliotti this season, a 795 OPS in 49 games played, 4 doubles, 2 triples, 6 homers, 24 runs batted in. As they put the shift on just before the first pitch comes home, Watson foots the rubber, tucks his shirt in one extra beat. But now time is called by the home plate umpire as the gate in left field in front of the Richmond clubhouse has not been closed. They'll need someone to close that before we can start this game because it would be a hazard for someone to run through there. Now it swings closed, so we should be set to get going now. How about the gate in right field by the Bay Sox clubhouse? Let's see. Looks like it's closed, so we should be fine. As Watson sets at the waist, out of the wind, takes that signature heave-ho huff, kicks and fires the first pitch home, and it's a breaking ball, misses wide, and we're underway at 6:37 p.m. on an 83-degree sunny day here at Prince George's Stadium. Here's the 1-0 pitch, misses wide again, and the count goes to 2-0. Gigliotti hitting .280 against the Bay Sox this season, 779 OPS with a homer and 5 runs batted in. He had a very fun series, at least from his perspective. The last time these two teams met, the 2-0 was popped up on the infield, left side, out towards shallow left. Ortiz backing up, Dashbach running down, and it's Dashbach, the left fielder, to make the catch. One away, let's tell you about the defense. From left to right in the outfield for Bowie, you've got Andrew Dashbach, Colton Kowser, and Hudson Haskin. Cesar Prieto is at third base, he at second base, J.D. Mundy at first. Andres Angulo catches behind the plate for Ryan Watson on the mound. Brett Auerbach digs in. Second baseman bats .201 this season with a .660 OPS in 53 games played. Watson kicks and deals the first pitch home, and it's a curveball in there for a called strike. Nothing in one. 7 doubles, no triples, 7 homers, and 24 runs batted in for Auerbach here in 2022. As they put a very hard shift on for him. With the 0-1 pitch coming in, and it's grounded into the shift but foul, third base side. Count runs to nothing and two. Ryan Watson, a 6'5", 215-pound, 24-year-old right-hander from Auburn, Alabama, non-drafted free agent, signed in 2020 after the short 5-round draft from Auburn. Hometown kid, played for his hometown college. As the 0-2 pitch comes home to Auerbach, it's a slider, misses down and away for a ball, count runs to a ball and two strikes. On the season with Bowie, Watson has gone 4-2, that's tied for the most wins on the team, a 4.07 ERA in 12 games, 10 starts. 55 and a third innings pitched. He struck out 62, walked 12. The 1-2 pitch misses high, a changeup, and the count runs even at 2. Watson's 62 punchouts does lead the Bay Sox. He's allowed 10 home runs this season, and opponents are hitting him for a .230 clip. Bases empty, one away here in a scoreless top of the first. As the 2-2 pitch comes into Auerbach, it swung on and missed for strike 3. went with a slider down and away. He tightened it a little bit toward the edge of the zone, but Arbach still couldn't make any contact. First punch out for Ryan Watson, two up, two down to start the first. Your umpiring crew for today's game, Hartland Acosta is the crew chief over at third base. Mitch Treziak is at first, and Kevin Manzik is calling the balls and strikes behind home plate. Third baseman Sean Roby digs into the box, a 207 average this year, a 774 OPS in 59 games played. As Watson turns, kicks high, and fires the first pitch home, it's a light fastball, misses away. No, call it for strike one, and it's nothing and one on the outside edge. Four doubles and a triple for Roby this season, 19 home runs and 40 batted in. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, and it dots the outside edge of the zone for another called strike, already nothing and two. Roby has had a very powerful month of June, but it's been very quiet. A 157 average with seven of his 19 home runs. So it's been a good run for him. Remember, he had, I think, five home runs in just the second full series of the season. As the 0-2 pitch comes in, it just misses high a fastball. Count runs to a ball and two strikes now on Roby. He's got three of his 19 home runs against the Bay Sox. I believe he had two back when these two teams met at the Diamond in late April. Watson comes set. They look for low and away. The 1-2 pitch home. Swung on, cracked bat, flared out toward right field. Haskin running. It'll fall for a base hit. Just a little bloop. It's picked by Haskin with the glove and sent back to the infield as Roby just lucks into one there. He's got hits in two of his last three games now, and the inning extends for Frankie Tostado. Tostado, the left-hander, a 295 average this season, an 826 OPS in 64 games played. 14 doubles, a triple, 10 homers, 35 runs batted in. Watson making his second career start against the Squirrels. His first career start was against the Squirrels, too. Remember, his first two AA appearances were in a long relief role, piggybacking Garrett Stallings. Boy, did he earn his spot in the rotation, though, with the way he pitched following Stallings. First pitch home to Tostado is flinched on, inside, hits off of Angulo's glove and gets away. They appeal to the base umpire on the check swing, and Tostado did not go around, so it's 1-0 as Roby advances on the wild pitch. So runner now at second with two away and a 1-0 count. And now Kyle Moore is coming out asking, was that a foul tip in any capacity? But the home plate umpire is just talking him back to the dugout. Seemed to be more of a clarification than anything as we wait on the 1-0 pitch to Tostado. Watson working out of the stretch for the first time today. Comes set, holds it behind the ear, and drops to the waist pitch. Tostado watches the curveball miss down and inside, and the count goes to 2-0. So remember, Watson started his AA career working out of the bullpen and pitched excellently. Did not allow a base runner in eight consecutive innings. So 24 up, 24 down to start his AA career. And then he took that into his first inning against the Squirrels. His first AA start back on the 27th of April. He started four up, four down. So it was a string of 28 consecutive outs to start out his AA career. A streak that you almost never see. He comes set again for the 2-0 pitch to Tostado. And it's on its way. Misses wide. Changeup runs the count to 3-0. So first three ball count by Watson today. Tostado actually had one of only two hits for the Squirrels the last time these two teams met, or I should say the last time Watson pitched on the mound against Richmond. He went 1-for-2 with a strikeout. As the 3-0 comes in, and it's a curve in there for a called strike, upper outside corner as the count goes to 3-1. It's a four-pitch offering for Ryan Watson, four-seam fastball, a changeup, a slider, and a curve. But like many of the Bay Sox pitchers this season, that slider has been improving. It's always tough against lefties, however. As the 3-1 comes home, and Tostado swings through the slider. Didn't look like there was any trouble there. Hit on the outside edge, and the count goes to 3-1. 3-2 as it runs full. Runner at second, two away. And time called by Tostado. Watson this season working on full counts. Holds opponents to just a 154 batting average. He strikes out twice as many batters as he walks. As they put a decent shift on for Tostado. Watson sets behind the ear and again drops to the waist. playing straight up toward home. The 3-2 pitch is high, ball four. Tostado's a tall guy. That fastball looked to be on the zone. And Watson gives up the two-out walk. Just the 13th walk given up by Watson today, this season. Today, goodness. And it puts runners at first and second for Ricardo Henevez. Just in his ninth double-A game. Catcher played it well yesterday. Got to be careful with him today. First pitch home. Right-hander watches the fastball called for strike. Punches middle-middle. A lot of great run on it as the count opens up at nothing and one. 333 average for Henevez in his eight double-A games, an 898 OPS. No doubles, does have a triple. His first home run came last night. It was a solo blast. He's driven in two runs. He went one for four with a strikeout overall. The 0-1 pitch. That one hits. Fastball again hits on the lower outside corner this time, and it's nothing in two. Well, Watson has always been a precision strike thrower. Will pound the strike zone. So it's unfortunate to see how he walked Tostado there on a pitch that would even be a bit of an argument to call it borderline as we wait on the 0-2 offering. Here it is. Misses high, a fastball. And the count goes to a ball and two strikes. We wait on the 1-2. On its way. And it's poked out toward right center field. It falls in for a base hit. It'll score the run. Henevez gets it done again as Roby rounds third and comes home. RBI single for the catcher. He's got hits in four consecutive games as Richmond takes the 1-0 advantage. Now here's Tyler Fitzgerald. Runners at first and third. As Josh Conway is going to come out. See, this is where you really have to dance around adversity. And it's so, so tough in a lot of regards that as a pitcher, you deal with a strike zone that can be questionable at points. You give up weakly hit balls, which is what Ryan Watson has done today. Sean Roby's single was a cracked bat bloop out to right field. Ricardo Henevez's wasn't very well struck at all, only a 75-mile-an-hour exit velocity. But when you get that weak contact like that, it can lead to multiple bases advanced by the runners because, of course, it's so weak, the outfielders have to run in a long way to get it. And this start kind of reminds me of Drew Rahm's start back in Harrisburg at this point 3 weeks ago, in which Rahm labored through a first inning that should not have gone as long as it did. First pitch home to Fitzgerald is swung on and missed low, a breaking ball. It's nothing and one. I feel like that might be what Josh Conway had just mentioned is, hey, stick with the breaking ball. You've been picking up the swings and misses with it early and just run there. Fitzgerald, a 185 average and a 652 OPS. 63 games played. It's his first game this series. Here's the 0-1 pitch. This is down and away. Bounces off Angulo's glove, but kept in front as the count goes even at a ball and a strike. So go back to that Harrisburg start I was just mentioning for Drew Rahm. It was before the Binghamton series here at Prince George's Stadium when Rahm was about to fire an 11-pitch first inning, but an error extended the inning, and he eventually allowed a run. The 1-1 popped up, foul, first base side. Mundy ranges, but he'll watch it get out of play. He tried to give it a reach into the Bay Sox dugout, but it was just too far as the count goes to a ball and two strikes. So back in Harrisburg, when Rahm was trying to work around couple of quick Affinino, I do recall that, extended the inning. Rahm eventually threw 28 pitches in the first when he only needed to throw 11, and he was only able to go 3 2/3. And I'm getting flashes of that right now. Hopefully it won't be the case. Runner goes. The 1-2 is swung on and missed for strike three. Change up low, and Watson strikes out his second batter to end the inning, but not before Richmond capitalizes on some lengthy plate appearances and some weak singles. Bottom of the first coming up. It's Richmond 1, Bowie coming on up. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local 5 will always deliver the most skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
At Luminous Health, we want you to feel your best. This summer, take the time to catch up on your annual health screenings. Visit us at our Anne Arundel Medical Center, Doctors Community Medical Center, or one of our primary care offices in your neighborhood. At Luminous Health, you are the MVP. Learn more at luminoushealth.org.
Bottom of the first inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox currently trail 1-0. Ryan Watson unable to contain some blooped singles, and as Matt Frisby warms on the mound, the Bay Sox might try to use a little bit of power against him. Frisby getting set, and the Bay Sox lineup looks like this. Leading off at second base, you've got Connor Norby, followed by Colton Cowser in center field batting second. Cesar Prieto is at third base, he bats third. Joey Ortiz, the shortstop, bats fourth. Hudson Haskin in right field bats fifth. Maverick Handley, the DH, bats sixth. Andrew Dashbach in left field bats seventh. J.D. Mundy at first base eighth. And Andres Angulo is the catcher batting ninth. The Bay Sox are the AA affiliate of the Baltimore Orioles. They're managed by Kyle Moore, assisted by Brandon Becker, Josh Conway, Tim DeJohn, Billy Factitionson is the video coordinator, Lindsey Birchfield and Blake Wooten are the athletic trainers. Bowie is 1-0 in the second half, 28-42 overall on the season. And again, that lineup for the Bay Sox, you've got Norby, Cowser, Prieto, Ortiz, Haskin, Handley, Dashbach, Mundy, Angulo, all to face off against Matt Frisby on the mound. Norby digs in. Second game of his young AA career, and the first pitch home to the right-hander is swung on and missed down, a breaking ball, and the count opens up at nothing and one. Norby went 1-for-4 in yesterday's game, picked up a single at a key time, got himself on base for a two-run home run. As the 0-1 pitch comes in, and it's a slider that misses down and away as the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Norby, of course, called up from High A Aberdeen ahead of this six-game series. Overall in the season, he's hit .237 in 49 games. The 1-1 grounded hard to third and scooped on the hot shot bounce by Sean Roby at the shoelaces. He sends it to first base in time, and there's one away to start. Tell you about the defense for Richmond. You've got Armani Smith in left field, Michael Gigliotti in center, and Franklin Labor in right. On the infield from left to right, it's Sean Roby, Tyler Fitzgerald, Brett Arbach, and Frankie Tostado. Ricardo Henevez catches behind the plate for Matt Frisby on the mound. In steps lefty Colton Cowser now. As they put a bit of a shift on for him in the first pitch, is popped up out toward right center. Gigliotti moving to his left, camps on it, and catches it. Quickly, two away. The Bay Sox are wearing their home white uniforms today, white pants, the black script Bay Sox on the front side, as well as their white home cap. The Squirrels are wearing their alternate black uniforms with the R logo on the front side, up on the left breast. It's got a red shoulder stripe, gray pants, and a red cap. As Cesar Prieto digs in, bases empty, two away here as the Bay Sox trail 1-0 in the first, and the first pitch is grounded to first. I just said first a lot, didn't I? As the first baseman, Frankie Tostado, takes it to first and ends the first inning. What was the first per second there? We'll have to get the end of Georgia Stadium. Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball. Well, it's a busy day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 17th. Princesses and Pirates Day at the ballpark. Don your shiniest crown, wear your fanciest slippers or your peg leg and your eye patch as Prince George's Stadium transforms into a fun fairy tale castle and a swashbuckling ballpark. It's also Louie's birthday bash. Many of Louie's mascot friends will be on hand to celebrate what should be just a fantastic day at Prince George's Stadium. That's Sunday, July 17th, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide and for a list of companies you can hire, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Back into the second inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. Matt Sabatis with you as it'll be 7, 8, and 9 due up in the Richmond batting order. Ryan Watson continues on the mound for Bowie. Armani Smith will lead it off. First time we've seen him this season. Sox visited the diamond for their only full series of the year. First pitch home to the right-hander. Misses wide, and it's 1-0 to open. Smith, a 250 average this season, a 683 OPS in 25 games played, 5 doubles, a triple, 1 homer, 7 runs batted in. The 1-0 pitch from Ryan Watson is swung on and missed inside, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Now, Bowie made a 6-game road trip to the diamond at the end of April and into the start of May, and they don't make another 6-game road trip all season. They do make one other road trip, but it's not 6 games. The 1-1, swing and a miss. Boy, that slider is really moving at the moment for Ryan Watson. Runs the count to 1-2. After the built-in All-Star break, there is no All-Star game, but it's just a break mid-season to coincide with the Major League All-Star break. Bowie goes to Richmond. The 1-2 is lifted foul. First base side, it gets out of play as the count remains. Every team in the league will play just 1 3-game series following that All-Star break. Bowie's will be in Richmond, so fortunately for them, they don't have to go too far after, I would assume, spending a few days away from the ballpark. As the 1-2 pitch comes into Smith, and it swung on and missed high for strike three. Watson logs his third strikeout and gets the second inning started right. So now here's Jacob Hayward. Righty on righty as Hayward steps in. First pitch on its way, and Hayward lifts a slider foul right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. A 188 average this season for Jacob Hayward. A 548 OPS in 50 games played. 7 doubles, no triples, 2 homers, 14 runs batted in. Next pitch. Misses down and away a breaking ball as the count runs even at a ball and a strike. Offering grounded to third. Cesar Prieto scoops it, rips it to first, and it's there in time. 5-3 put out. And there's quickly two gone. Richmond got their damage done with two outs in the first inning, so Ryan Watson will try and keep it quiet here. As Franklin Labor steps in. Well, I talked with Kyle Moore the other day about how the infield is going to kind of shape up for Bowie in the next few weeks, because they may have a similar problem to what they had at the start of the season. As Labor watches the first pitch called a curveball strike inside, it's nothing and one. Because remember, Bowie, in essence, had three true shortstops on their team with Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, and Joey Ortiz. Now, Westberg, at least in my mind, I saw as a usual third baseman. As the 0-1 is swung on and missed high, it's nothing and two. But now Bowie has, in essence, four quality infielders between Ortiz, Prieto, Connor Norby, and Kobe Mayo. Fortunately, they can have one as a DH very often, but Joey Ortiz is still probably going to be the full-time shortstop from what I've been told. The 0-2 is fouled off right side, and the count remains on Franklin Labor. 175 average for Labora, 653 OPS in 43 games played, 6 doubles, a triple, 5 homers, 22 runs batted in this year. Bases empty, 2 away in the top of the second. Bowie trails 1-0 as Watson shakes off a couple from Andres Angulo behind the dish. Kicks and fires the 0-2 pitch, and it's lifted shallow on the infield right side. Connor Norby running down now, finally sees it and makes the catch. 3-up, 3-down inning for Ryan Watson. A strikeout, a ground out, a pop out. As we move to the bottom of the second, Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
The best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
Back into the bottom of the second here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. Matt Sabatis with you. Joey Ortiz will lead it off for Bowie, then Hudson Askin and Maverick Hanley. First pitch to Ortiz is grounded off the mound, picked on the run by Brett Auerbach, and a fancy turn to first base gets it there in time. That was an excellent play by Brett Auerbach, big league style. And already one away after Bowie goes chasing on the first pitch. Now here's Hudson Askin. Right fielder batting fifth today. As the first pitch comes home, Haskin watches curveball miss down and away, and it's 1-0 to open. 257 average for Haskin this season, a 779 OPS played, 12 doubles, no triples, 8 homers, 26 batted in, the 1-0. Breaking ball misses low, and the count goes to 2-0. Well, here, Colton Cowser is Haskin's new roommate. Now that they've started to get settled, they haven't fully moved in yet. I imagine they're still at the hotel as they wait to just get things organized as the 2-0 pitch misses inside to Haskin. Count goes to 3-0. And it made me think, as we're sitting here without a headset on with the coordinator of marketing, Danny Fox, the 3-0 pitch. Haskin watches called strike in the lower outside corner. It's 3-1. She's in charge of a lot of the, some of the social media stuff for the games and the like. So if you follow the Bay Sox TikTok, I think it's Bay Sox Official. It's Bowie Bay Sox Official. If you go there, you'll see some fun games and questions. The 3-1 is fouled off left side. Count runs full. You should ask, this one might cause some fighting, but maybe ask, which player on the team do you not want to be roommates with? I feel like that one would be tense, simply because there are roommates on the team. You don't want someone saying that I don't want my current roommate as my roommate. The 3-2 pitch to Haskin is muscled out towards center field, sends Gigliotti ranging back slowly, but he has it squared the entire way. He pulls it down well in front of the warning track, and there's two gone. Here's Maverick Hanley. Hanley, a 254 average, a 790 OPS in 38 games played.
He's got 8 doubles, no triples, 5 homers, 23 batted in, and the first pitch is a swinging strike and a breaking ball down and away as the count opens up at nothing and one. Never really got you much time to talk about Matt Frisbee. He worked so quick in that first inning as the next pitch is swung on and missed high, already nothing and two. 3-4 record for Frisbee, a 4.04 ERA in 12 games all starts. He's only struck out 48 batters in 62 and a third innings. He's worked good contact. Pitch misses up and away as the count goes to a ball and two strikes. 6'5", 215-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Chandler, North Carolina. 15th round draft selection in 2018 out of UNC Greensboro. The 1-2 pitch misses down a breaking ball as the count runs even at 2 on Handley. Bay Sox trail 1-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. It's bases empty 2 away for Handley, who had a game-tying 2-run home run here in the second last night. Does he have another one in him? Stick around to find out. As the 2-2 pitch comes home from Frisbee, and it's just low. Breaking ball under the knees as the count runs full. So back-to-back full counts for Frisbee. On the season, opponents hitting him for just a 190 clip on full counts. He's only struck out 6 and walked 6. The payoff home. It's got him on the elbow. Maybe toward the waist, but it hits him. That much you need to know. That breaking ball just did not break. Or maybe it broke too much, just in the wrong direction. Handley's aboard on the hit by pitch. Looks like he might have gotten his elbow out of the way. But now it'll turn to Andrew Dashbach. .209 average for Dashbach this season, a .752 OPS in 58 games played. 7 doubles, no triples, 10 homers, 32 runs batted in. First pitch home. Dashbach flinches on a breaking ball inside, and the count starts out at 1-0. He had a 3 RBI day yesterday. Solo home run to follow Handley in that second inning. He later had a 2 RBI double that knocked the starter out of the game. Handley takes off the 1-0, is called a strike on the inside edge, and does not draw a throw. What a jump by Maverick Handley for his 4th stolen base of the season. That's the first stolen base that Hennebase has allowed this year. The 1-1 to Dashbach is a breaking ball called for strike in the lower outside corner as the count runs to 1-2. But it's on Dashbach to drive him in at this point as Bowie trails 1-0. He only hits 200 with runners in scoring position, but has an .838 OPS. Good power at the right time for Dashbach. Need it right now as the 1-2 comes in, and it's swung on and missed for strike 3. Curveball came in just high enough to get above the bat of Dashbach, and the inning is over on Matt Frisbee's first strikeout. He hits a batter, but strands him at second, and as we move to the third, Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
third inning here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. Matt Sabatis with you. Ryan Watson will get back to work with the leadoff man Michael Gigliotti set to open up. Second trip to the lineup for Watson. Gave up just one run on a couple of blooped singles in the first inning. He's already struck out three batters, however. First pitch home to the left-hander Gigliotti is in there for a called strike. It's nothing and one. Hey, fans, don't forget, because it's coming up, Friday, July 15th, Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium with Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of Good Times, headed to the ballpark. The 0-1 bounced high but over slowly to first. A good scoop play by J.D. Mundy really sprinted in on that one and picked up the low bounce, turned a hard corner and took it to first himself, a three unassisted to get the inning started. Yeah, there's special VIP meet-and-greet packages available for Jimmy J.J. Walker and a new bucket hat giveaway that's been recently announced. The first 750 fans ages 13 and up through the gates will receive a reversible bucket hat. It's got Bay Sox designs on both ends, so you can flip it, flop it. You can wear the same hat 2 days in a row, and you still look different. Unless you're like me, you just wear the same hat 5 days in a row, and it's the same hat. Here's Brett Auerbach. First pitch home to the right-hander. Misses up and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. But that's Friday, July 15th. Regular tickets at BaySox.com. BaySoxShop.com for the VIP meet-and-greet package. Auerbach struck out swinging in the first inning as the 1-0 pitch comes up and in. Count goes to 2 balls and no strikes. Bowie trails 1-0 here in the top of the third inning. Looks like we might be getting at least some more pitching action between these two teams after yesterday's good pitcher's duel, the 2-0 pitch. Misses down and away for a ball. Count goes to 3-0. Because when you look at yesterday's line, it was less of a pitcher's duel. There was a lot of good efficiency innings. And when you look at Jake Dahlberg's line for Richmond yesterday, you don't believe it the way you watched it, as the 3-0 is called for a strike on the top half of the zone, run the count to 3-1. Because Dahlberg gave up hits in 5 1/3 innings, and he just didn't look like that. It just obviously got a little bit out of hand in the 6, and that inflated it. The 3-1 pitch, popped foul, behind home plate, out of play, as the count runs full. And then, of course, yesterday, as the Bay Sox had rehabbing big leaguer Matt Harvey, tossed 5 innings with 9 strikeouts. He earned the win. Did allow a pair of solo home runs, however. But Bowie tagged Dahlberg for 3 home runs, so they had that going for them. Bases empty, 1 away. The payoff pitch to Auerbach is popped foul again behind home plate. This one up to the stadium club as the count holds full. Sean Roby waiting in the wings. As the sun is still setting ever so slightly here at Prince George's Stadium, still plenty of sunlight mixed in, but some shadows out past left field and a little bit in deep center. The 3-2 pitch again is called strike 3. Punched a changeup on the outside edge, caught Auerbach looking. He didn't agree with it too much, but Watson is fine. He's retired 6 in a row. He's on his 4th strikeout. 2 punch-outs of Auerbach so far, and now here's Sean Roby with 2 gone. Oh, it's a very nice day at the ballpark. You've got the carousel going in the kids' park out in right field. Decent amount of fans in the general admission, especially on left field. That's where the shade is, so I don't disagree. First pitch home to Roby is grounded to third, picked on the run by Prieto. A hop step to charge it, and he zings it to first base. A clean 5-3 putout, and back-to-back perfect innings for Ryan Watson. Bottom of the third coming up as Bowie trails 1-0. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org and let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Well, it's the most special day of the year at Prince George's Stadium, and it comes your way Friday, July 29th. It's the 23rd Navy Night, presented by Navy Federal Credit Union. Join the United States Naval Academy Class of 2026 and take in the Bay Sox as they face off against the Altoona Curve. It all comes your way on Friday, July 29th, and first pitch is scheduled for 7:05 with some fantastic post-game fireworks. The 23rd Annual Navy Night at Prince George's Stadium. So get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
On to the bottom of the third here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox trail 1-0. It'll be J.D. Mundy to lead off for Bowie, followed by Andres Angulo and Connor Norby to bat. Matt Frisbee continues on the mound for the Flying Squirrels as the first pitch comes home to the left-hander Mundy, and it's popped up left field, little deep but not very deep, as Smith backs up on it, now moves to his left ever so slightly. In all, he probably moved about 10 feet and makes the catch. So one up, one down. Frisbee has not allowed a base hit through eight batters so far. Did hit a batter back in the second inning. That runner was stranded at second base. So now here's Andres Angulo. Third game with the Bay Sox this season after coming up from High A Aberdeen. He was working through injury to start the year. With the first pitch on its way, Angulo watches a... Now, this is an interesting situation for Angulo, of course, because if you'd followed along or at least caught the start of his short tenure with Bowie so far, you know he's a former Giants farmhand as the 0-1 is sprayed foul left side as the count goes to nothing and two. Angulo 2-for-8 in his two games, no extra base hits. But as a former Giants farmhand, he spent time with the Squirrels, and in fact, all of his 2021 season was spent in Richmond. He only played about 50 games, but still, the 0-2 pitch misses high, and the count goes to a ball and two strikes. So it's very interesting, at least in some regard, that he has to face off against pitchers that he most likely caught for at some point. The 1-2 is a breaking ball that misses down and away, and the count goes even at two. Because there are many pitchers on this roster for Richmond that have appeared with Richmond in consecutive seasons. Frisbee made 11 starts with the Squirrels last year. The 2-2 lifted over to the right side. It falls in for a base hit on a slow liner. One out single for Andres Angulo is the Bay Sox first base hit of the day. He's now got hits in back-to-back games for Bowie. Bump him up to 3-for-9 on the season with the Bay Sox. And Connor Norby will follow up. Back to the leadoff. Norby grounded out to third base back in the first inning. You want to avoid that here because, of course, that'd be a double play. As Frisbee works out of the stretch and sets at the chest. A slight bend in his back leg, the front leg straight. First pitch home, and it's lifted foul right side. Count opens up at nothing and one. Well, Norby, second-round draft selection in 2021 out of East Carolina University, the Pirates. Of course, they made some big waves lately in the College World Series. As the next offering, misses wide a fastball, runs the count even at a ball and a strike. He reached the Super Regionals with ECU back in 2000. ECU news for the Norby family recently, the 1-1. Breaking ball misses down, and the count goes to 2-1. So Norby's younger brother, Ethan, left-handed pitcher, recently announced his commitment to play at ECU. And not only that, he announced it on Monday, the same day that Norby was announced to join Bowie. So quite a fun day in the Norby household lately. A pickoff throw, and Angulo is caught. He hesitated to second base before the throw came, and they've got him in a pickle. 3-4, back to one, and the tag is applied. No, they missed it! They missed it! Frisbee missed the tag. Angulo danced around it. The umpire says he stayed within the baseline, and now here comes Dennis Pelfrey. First base umpire Mitch Treziak with the call. They've got Matt Frisbee up in his face now. And now Dennis Pelfrey will replace the pitcher in the face of the umpire. Just asking about it for the moment. It will go down as a pickoff, but Angulo is not actually out. They're really just discussing at this point where the established baseline was, because of course there's not as much of a routine baseline on the general base paths, aside from first and third. But Pelfrey, I wouldn't blame him if he got heated about this. It's not that he necessarily needs to, because Richmond still leads 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning. But there is only one out, and that would have been a big tie turner. Pelfrey looks like he's gotten his word in, and it's not going to go anywhere. He doesn't want to get too heated on it. And he'll just head back to the dugout. But he is taking a very slow, almost passive-aggressive pace to the dugout, of which I don't blame him. Not one bit. So we'll wait on the 2-1 pitch to Connor Norby, and what should have been a bases-empty two-out situation remains as a runner at first, one-out situation. I imagine Angulo will take a much shorter lead off of first. Let's see if Frisbee tries to pick him off again. That'd be something. The 2-1 hit the lower outside corner, and the count runs even at 2. Well, that, too, is a lengthy delay that can throw you out of maybe a bit of rhythm. You get heated, energetic while having to talk to the umpire about a play that you feel was called improperly. There's the pickoff throw. The tag is late. Frankie Tostado did have to turn the glove around to scoop it from the dirt before flipping it to the tag, so that ate up precious moments. And as we wait on the 2-2 to Norby, I imagine the argument was less on I tagged him and more he went out the baseline. The 2-2 pitch misses wide of fastball, and the count runs full on Norby. Because Frisbee didn't stick around gesturing to his glove or anything of that like, it seemed as if when Angulo made that sidestep, Frisbee had just, you know, gone to the assumption that he was out of the baseline. And in all honesty, I can see his point. I might agree with him in some regard. The 3-2 pitch, Norby lifts it up the first baseline, but this one will slice foul. Get out of play as the count remains full. Angulo at first, one away in the bottom of the third as Bowie trails 1-0. Pitch home. This is wide, ball 4. So that call, whether it be right or wrong, could very well change the trajectory of this inning. As Angulo moves to second base, Norby is to first. And now Kowser will step in with first and second and only one away. Now Kowser back in Aberdeen did not ground out double plays. They've got the pull on for him to see if he'll hit into one. First pitch. Misses away, and the count starts out at 1-0. But when we talk about pull rates, it's interesting for Kowser, considering in his debut yesterday, not a single one of his balls hit into play was pulled. They all went either up the middle or the other way. The 1-0 fisted the other way. Slider was up and in on the hands as it goes foul. Count runs even at a ball and a strike. Gouser flew out to center field back in the first inning as Bowie has first and second here with one out. Next pitch from Frisbee. Misses down and inside as the count goes to 2-2. Frisbee getting up there in pitch count as well. That was number 38. It's giving Ryan Watson a little bit of time to breathe, and hopefully Bowie can get him a lead as well as the 2-1. Call the strike. They were looking for down and inside. That one more middle of the plate, but still low at the knees. Count runs even at 2 on Kowser. Texas native had some excellent strike zone discipline down in Aberdeen. You want to see that carry over here. As the 2-2 comes in, and it hits him. Fastball had some run on it inside, and Kowser will take his base as they're now loaded. Matt Frisbee only had 3 hit-by-pitches in 62 and a third innings this season. He's hit 2 batters tonight. And now, here comes pitching coach Paul Esguerra, as Cesar Prieto will dig into the box with the bases loaded. Gives us a chance to tell you about Pest Now, proud sponsor of the Bay Sox, and the official pest control provider for Prince George's Stadium. That's how you know they're reliable. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, they've got it all. General pest control, they've got termite control, mosquito control, those buggers, I tell you. And then really any other pest control service, just give them a call. Pest Now, 301-231-8300, or visit them online at pestnow.com. Bowie trails 1-0 here in the bottom of the third inning, but they're threatening. The bases are loaded with only one out for Cesar Prieto. After Matt Frisbee had faced only one over the minimum into the start of this inning, gave up a single to Andres Angulo, walked a batter and hit a batter. Now the infield will play with the corners in to try and turn two. And Prieto, who grounded out to first, his first time up, will dig in 0-for-4 with the bases loaded this year. First pitch. Fastball called for strike in the upper outside corner, and it's 0-1. Prieto has put every ball on his bases loaded opportunities into play. He hasn't struck out. He hasn't walked. Hasn't done anything. The 0-1. Swung on and missed, low and away. And the count 0-2. Frisbee has had his trouble with left-handed hitting, too, this season. They nick him at a 293 clip, and they account for 5 of his 8 home runs allowed. But it's 0-2 on Prieto now. Third base side of the rubber, Frisbee sends. The 0-2 is muscled out toward deep right field, up toward the line, and it's gone! Cesar Prieto says goodbye! The Bay Sox second grand slam of the season. A go-ahead blast, and it's 4-2. Hey! 93 miles an hour off the bat and 332 feet away from home plate, as all 3 runners on base, the batter on deck and the batter in the hole, all wait to greet Prieto outside of the batting circle. That's a mishmash of 5 different teammates to give him a tap. Second grand slam of the season for Bowie after Hudson Haskin had the first back in mid-April against Akron, and the first one against an actual pitcher. As Joey Ortiz digs in, the first pitch home is a breaking ball that misses down, and the count starts out at 0-1, or at 1-0 rather. As Ortiz grounded out to the second baseman his first time up, that was the 9th home run that Frisbee has allowed this season. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and Ortiz swings through a high changeup. Count goes even at a ball and a strike. Well, I said it pregame, Frisbee, a very contact-oriented pitcher. He's only struck out 48 batters in 62 and a third coming into today. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, and it's sprayed foul right side. This one will get out. Count goes to 1-2. Bases empty, still only one out here in the bottom of the third inning, as Bowie now leads 4-1. That was Prieto's second double-A home run this season. And his 9th career home run. Here's the 1-2. Bounce slowly up the middle, past the mound, a base hit. Joey Ortiz breaks out of a 2-game hitless skid with a 1-out single as the Bay Sox start to roll a little bit. That was Prieto's first career grand slam, and it sets a new career high for him with 4 RBI. Took one swing of the bat. And now here's Hudson Haskin, who had the Bay Sox other grand slam this season. Haskin flew out to center field his first time up. First pitch in, and it's a slider. Misses down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. With the contact that Frisbee allows, it was a matter of time before he really got knuckled for one at this ballpark. Because, of course, this is one of the most hitter-friendly parks in the league. The 1-0 lifted foul right side. That'll get out of play, and the count goes even at 1. Because, again, at a projected distance of a little bit over 330 feet, it'd be tough to say that that gets out at many other points. Out at Richmond, probably wouldn't have gotten out at Erie, definitely does not get out in Altoona. As the 1-1 comes into Haskin, and it's bounced slowly, but up the middle, a Baltimore chop. Backhanded by Arbach. He steps on second for one himself and sends it to Tostado at first to end the inning. A 4 unassisted 3 double play, fifth double play that Haskin has hit into this season. But a go-ahead grand slam for Cesar Prieto highlights the frame. And as we move to the fourth, the Bay Sox lead 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
The best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates, with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care program for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Fans Care's around the corner at Patient First AM every day of the year. No appointment needed. Learn more at patientfirst.com. On to the fourth inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox now jump up to a 4-1 lead. A go-ahead grand slam for Cesar Prieto, the first of his career in his second double-A home run. Ryan Watson now pitching ahead, deals the first pitch to left-hander Frankie Tostado, and it swung on and missed away a fastball. Count opens up at nothing and one. It'll be Tostado, Ricardo Genovese, and then Tyler Fitzgerald due up in this half inning for the Squirrels. As Watson, looks like he might be shaking off a couple there, finally sets. Drops to the waist, turns, kicks, fires the 0-1, and it misses down. Tostado lays off as the count goes even in a ball and a strike. After Tostado, it'll be Genovese, who had the RBI single in the first inning. Fitzgerald struck out swinging. As they put a slight shift on for Tostado, right side of the infield, the 1-1. Lifted on the infield, foul ground, third base side. Prieto looking to get out of the way of the umpire, makes the catch up against the warning track, and there's one away. And Prieto had to dodge the umpire and then stick his hand out to try and find the wall before he could finally pull it in. Here's Genovese. Now they put the shift on for the right-hander now. He doesn't actually pull it too often. Hits it up the middle plenty as the first pitch comes in. But he pulls it here right to third. Prieto takes it on one high bounce, charges, and bullets it over to first base. That's four pitches and two outs, both of them started by Cesar Prieto. And now here's Tyler Fitzgerald. First pitch home from Watson. Slider misses down and away, and it's 1-0 to start. Shadows have pushed a bit across the batter circle at this point. The batter, though, still getting a bit of sunlight above the waist. Third, the rest of the infield, including the shortstop, still getting some sun as the 1-0 misses high. Count goes to 2-0. That is a tough thing that infielders not accustomed to this ballpark have to deal with at points. That's why J.D. Mundy and Andrew Dashbach usually wear sunglasses at first base, the 2-0. Nicked foul off of home plate as the count runs to 2-1. I saw a little bit in the last half inning. Frankie Tostado was just kind of throwing his hands up in front of his eyes to keep at least some semblance of shade in front of him as the pitch was set to be delivered in a couple of points. Maybe he'll grab some shades in the dugout now. as the 2-1 pitch comes in, and it's grounded slowly to the left side. Prieto runs and cuts off in front of Ortiz for it, throws it on the run to first, and the inning is over. Cesar Prieto doing it all defensively, pulls down a pop foul, and records two groundouts. We go to the bottom of the fourth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
There's plenty going on at Prince George's Stadium on Saturday, July 30th. It's the Island Luau Night at the ballpark as the Bay Sox battle the Altoona Curve. Live music from the islands, inspirational dance performances, and more. But that's not all. It's also Maryland's worst car show. Do you own a clunker, a piece of junk on wheels? Well, here's your chance to show it off. Again, that's all on Saturday, July 30th. So head to BaySox.com to purchase tickets and find out more about registering for Maryland's worst car show. Hope to see you there.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
Bottom of the fourth inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox lead 4-1. Matt Sabatis with you. Matt Frisbee back to work on the mound for Richmond after giving up the grand slam to Cesar Prieto in the third inning. It'll be Maverick Hanley, Andrew Dashbaugh, and J.D. Mundy due up. As the first pitch home is called a strike on a fastball upper inside corner to Hanley, it's nothing and one to open. Next pitch. Misses down and away. And the count goes even at a ball and a strike on Hanley, who got hit by a pitch and a full count offering inside. Back in the second inning. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Misses just high. Count goes to 2-1. It's 53 pitches for Frisbee so far. We'll see how long he goes. He's had some of the longest outings of the season for the Squirrels. One of the few pitchers we've seen this year from really any team that's thrown at least 100 pitches in an outing. Next pitch to Handley is fouled off right side. Count runs even at two. If Frisbee has thrown seven innings in back-to-back starts entering today, I doubt he does that today. Bowie has never been a team to allow a seven-inning performance. The 2-2 is grounded hard to third. Picked with the backhand by Sean Roby and sent to first base in time. 5-3 put out. That's how the inning gets started. But Frisbee has actually tossed seven innings in three outings this year. He's on a string of six consecutive starts in which he's thrown at least six. Six innings is on. I think Bowie has only had six inning starts, I want to say four times this season. Zach Peake, the most recent one. As the first pitch home to Andrew Dashbaugh, as the slider misses down and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. Dashbaugh struck out swinging back in the second inning. As the bases are empty here in the bottom of the fourth with one away, Bowie up 4-1. The 1-0 pitch, Dashbaugh swings through a breaking ball down and away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. I want to talk to Dashbaugh at some point this season. I probably should in the coming days, just about how his approach to breaking balls may have changed. As the 1-1 pitch comes in, it's called a strike, went with the breaking ball on the outside edge, count goes to 1-2. Because obviously he has picked them up a little bit more this season, considering his walk rate is way higher than it was last year. But his strikeout rate is just as high, if not higher, as the 1-2 is fouled off left side, and the count remains at a ball and two strikes. Because he's tied for the lead in the Orioles organization with 83 strikeouts, but 33 walks in 58 games is literally about twice as many as he had at this same point last season. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike three. Breaking ball inside. That's just the second strikeout for Matt Frisby. Both of them have been against Dashbach. Now here's Mundy. Mundy flew out to left field back in the third inning. As the left-hander steps in, the first pitch home from Frisby is swung on and missed low for a strike. It's nothing and one. Now, Bowie has gone after the first pitch early this season and in this game. Joey Ortiz went down on the first pitch in the second inning. Colton Cowser and Cesar Prieto both did in the first inning as the 0-1 is swung on and fouled off right side. Count opens at nothing and two now on Mundy. Hudson Haskins surprisingly hasn't gone after either of the first pitches he's seen. He's been one of the biggest candidates for a first pitch attack, but he's watched a first pitch ball in both of his PAs. The 0-2 pitch to Mundy just misses high. Good try at the frame there from Henevez behind home plate, but the count runs to a ball and two strikes. Frisby looking for his second perfect inning as he turns, kicks, and fires the 1-2. It's punched the other way and backhanded at the shortstop by Tyler Fitzgerald, but he throws it wild up the line and it bounces off the glove of the first baseman. Mundy is content with stopping at first base. They will call it a base hit considering how deep in the hole it was picked up by Fitzgerald. He would have gotten an error if Mundy advanced, but again, Mundy was fine stopping at first. So Mundy has hits in back-to-back games now in three of his last four as Andres Angulo will step into the box, continuing the inning. Bowie ahead 4-1 here in the bottom of the fourth. One-out grand slam by Cesar Prieto, the first of his career, and the second grand slam for the Bay Sox this season back in the third. As Angulo steps in, first pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball misses away, and the count starts out at nothing and one. Angulo kicked off the rally for Bowie. He opened with a single, then a walk and a hit by pitch led to Prieto with the bases loaded. He wasted no time on cashing in on that opportunity. The 0-1 pitch, Angulo fouls it off. Breaking ball in on the hands and back to the screen as the count goes to nothing and two. Well, Frisby has been working ahead to a lot of quick two-ball counts right now. He did so back in the second inning as well, and was able to work around that inning cleanly despite the hit by pitch. And I feel like that's where he does a lot of his good damage. That's why he's so efficient. Works ahead to two strike counts fast. As Hanley takes a late jump, and he's going to get in cleanly as this one is lifted out toward right field. It'll end the inning, though. Franklin Labor makes the catch on the run. Mundy saw something to easily jump. He's left stranded as the inning is over. We're on to the fifth here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie leads 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
If you're working in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area as a pipe fitter, pipe welder, or HVAC service technician, and you're interested in a better life, a better means to provide for yourself and your family, a way to make sure that you're earning the highest wages and the best benefits in our industry, visit our website at steamfitters-602.org. That's steamfitters-602.org, and let's talk about what we can do to help change your life.
Hey, coffee lovers. Know where you'll find the world's freshest cup of coffee? Right here at Royal Farms. Because with our new brewing system, it takes less than a minute to go from selecting the kind of coffee you want to this. Ah, the freshest, most flavorful cup of coffee you can buy is at Royal Farms. So try one. It'll be love at first sip because it's the freshest coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast, Royal Farms.
Hey kids, the Bay Sox Futures Club is the best way to be a fan of the Bay Sox, and it's completely free for kids ages 3 through 12. Futures Club members get access to special members-only events, discount ticket offers, and free gifts for just signing up. Parents, head over to BaySox.com to sign up your kids, so don't miss out on all the promotions and giveaways at Prince George's Stadium this season and next. The Bay Sox Futures Club. Sign up now at BaySox.com.
Fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox lead 4-1. Ryan Watson back to work against the Squirrels with Armani Smith to open it up. Leadoff man is the number 7 batter. Then Jacob Hayward and Franklin Labor will follow. First pitch home to Smith. Line foul right side. So they've got a fun day going on over at Dunkin' Donuts Park right now. Max Scherzer making his second rehab start with the Binghamton Rumble Ponies. He was initially supposed to pitch yesterday, but I guess they moved it back for a day. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses at the knees, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. Binghamton finally cashing in on Scherzer pitching. They have a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the third on Hartford. We wait on the 1-1 pitch. Here it is to Smith. There's that slider, a hanging beauty, called for strike in the top half of the zone. It's 1-2. Smith struck out swinging back in the second inning. 1-4 punch out so far for Ryan Watson. Here's the 1-2 pitch. A flinch on a breaking ball low as the count goes even at 2. That's the Wolf Wednesday here at Prince George's Stadium. Every Wednesday, of course. The 2-2 to Smith. Fouled off back to the screen. It was in on the hands. Count remains. I think this is one of our better attended furry games, I guess you could say, just in terms of dog attendance. Saw a couple of Pomeranians around. There's a Great Dane that's roaming. Can't really have a seat for him. He's so big he has to sit on the concourse. Here's another 2-2 to Smith. Little poke right to first. J.D. Mundy takes it off the first bounce of the soft line. He makes another hard turn and steps on the bag himself. The 3 unassisted starts the inning. Ryan Watson has retired 11 consecutive batters since Ricardo Henevez's RBI single back in the first inning. Very high-quality run for the right-hander, showing so many flashes of what he started this season with. Hayward digs in. He grounded out to third his first time up. As the first pitch comes in, and on and away, Hayward tried to check the swing, but the home plate umpire just says right away, hey, buddy, you went. It's nothing and one to open. Here's the 0-1 offering. Hayward watches breaking ball bounce in as the count runs even at a ball and a strike. We've been talking the last couple of days about efficiency, strike throwing, and how much Bowie needs that. Got plenty of it from Matt Harvey, plenty from Justin Armbruster yesterday as the 1-1 is line foul right side. Count goes to a ball and two strikes. Aside from his walk, when Watson walked Frankie Tostado on a full count back in the first inning, he has not reached a 3-ball count at all today. He's on his 17th batter at the moment. The 1-2 pitch. Misses low at the knees, and the count runs even at 2. So after that pitch, Watson is at 66 overall, with 43 pitches going for strikes. That's 65%. That's a couple of ticks above what you want. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Fastball with that run on the outside edge. Fifth strikeout for Ryan Watson. He's retired 12 in a row. And now here's Franklin Labor. Shadows have pushed across most of the infield grass right now, and the sun is getting a little bit of cloud coverage in front of it, so it's not shining as brightly, but still providing a little bit of warmth onto the right side of the infield. As the first pitch into Labor is swung on and missed inside, 96-mile-an-hour fastball from Watson. That's one of his fastest of the day. Labor popped out to second base his first time up. As the next comes in, and it's a slider, just misses down. Count runs even at a ball and a strike. They put a mild shift on for Labor. He pulls it over half the time. The 1-1 pitch. Into the mid of the catcher. Just a little piece on a fastball up and inside. Runs the count to a ball and two strikes. Watson looking for another perfect inning. Trying to go for 13 in a row. The 1-2 pitch. This is down and away, a slider, as the count runs even at two. The 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike three. Spun a breaking ball down. Watson retires the side once again. That's 13 consecutive batters. He's picked up six strikeouts. Halfway home at Prince George's Stadium, Bowie leads 4-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Hey, Bay Sox fans, if you've got a teacher or educator in your life that's meant a lot to you, or if you're one yourself, then you don't want to miss out on the Bay Sox Educator Appreciation Week from Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st. Teachers and educators who show a school ID at the Bay Sox ticket office will get two free tickets to a game of their choice between those days, all sponsored by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union. Again, it's Educator Appreciation Week at Prince George's Stadium, Tuesday, June 28th to Friday, July 1st.
Fielder's Choice Flex Packs with the Bowie Bay Sox. The best value to see the best games at Prince George's Stadium. You could save up to 30% on your selected seat from day one and enjoy a number of exclusive member benefits, including flexible exchange options, discounts on suite rentals, special access to the Diamond View restaurant, and a free members collectible at your first home game of the year. Get your pack now by calling 301-464-4865 or heading online to baysox.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists. Base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Bottom of the fifth inning here at Prince George's Stadium in Bowie as the Bay Sox lead 4-1. Matt Sabatis with you as Connor Norby leads it off for Bowie. Leadoff man crushes the first pitch out toward deep right center field toward the video board. Gigliotti running back and it's off the top of the wall. Norby turns the corner at first and heads to second sliding. A leadoff double is his first in double A and the Bay Sox have insurance in scoring position to open the fifth. A well-placed gapper there and expertly played off of the wall by Gigliotti. Need to give him that credit. But Norby had the speed to cruise into second base. And now Colton Cowser will try to maybe drive him in. Cowser 0-for-1. They put a shift on for the left-hander. First pitch in. And Cowser takes a half swing, but and the end up goes through on a fastball low. It's nothing and one to start. Cowser's already been hit by two pitches since joining the Bay Sox. He's reached safely in six of his seven plate appearances as the 0-1 pitch. Misses down and inside for a ball. It's 1-0, or 1-1 rather. Here's the 1-1. Inside, nearly clipped him again as the count goes to two balls and a strike. Well, Hudson Haskin is the team leader in hit-by-pitches. Honestly, didn't check Cowser's numbers from Aberdeen, but he only had three. Must be something about the way he's approaching the plate. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Misses up and away, and the count goes to 3-1. And, of course, at the double-A level, you do get a lot more off-speed stuff, more breaking pitches. That's one of the main points made by batters that make the jump from high A to double A is that you see just so many more breaking offerings. And if you're not fazed by that, if you're not going to dance out of the box, well, yeah, you might take a shine or two. The 3-1 to Cowser. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball in the dirt as the count runs full. Cowser drew a walk and a full count yesterday, his only full count so far.
Safe man, please have it.
Frisbee already up to 73 pitches. Fires the payoff, and it's checked on low. Do they ask for an appeal? They do, and he didn't go. So it's ball four. Second walk given up by Matt Frisbee today. Puts runners at first and second to start the inning. Well, of course, the leash has been very, very long for Frisbee this season. I mentioned his seven-inning performances. The fact that he's got an active stretch of six consecutive starts in which he's fired six innings. But I imagine if Prieto reaches, that Richmond has to get somebody up and moving. And it looks like they're actually about to get someone going now. As Prieto digs in, coming off of the grand slam in the third inning. First pitch home to the left-hander. Called a strike on the outside edge. It's nothing and one. Bowie leads 4-1 off of Prieto's grand slam, the first of his career and the second of the season for the Bay Sox. Right-hander Trenton Toplicar is stretching on the mound. He isn't throwing to anyone, and he actually just sat back down. The 0-1 pitch misses away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike on Prieto. Up now, Toplicar's back up, and now he's throwing to a catcher. So Richmond does have contingency should Prieto knock around Frisbee again. The 1-1 pitch. Poked the other way. Through the gap, a base hit. Slowly hits a left field. Does Norby get the wave? He does. Here comes the throw from Smith. No, he holds it up. RBI single for Cesar Prieto. He's got a 5-RBI day. And the Bay Sox lead 5-1. That opposite field action has been such a recent improvement for Cesar Prieto to come up in big moments like this. Critical for him to hold strong and still hit it the other way. So now here comes Joey Ortiz. You gonna get a mound visit at all? Well, the battery went out there. To see how they'll pitch Ortiz to start quickly as Joey singled up the middle in the third inning. Got taken out on a double play. First pitch home. Ortiz watches a called strike and a fastball nicking the upper outside corner. It's nothing and one. So five earned runs today is tied for the most that Frisbee has allowed all season. He allowed five runs on seven hits to Altoona. Back in the middle of May, the 0-1 pitch. Slider misses down and away, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike on Ortiz. He grounded out to second base back in the second inning, Ortiz, as Bowie has gotten each of the first three batters on base here in the bottom of the fifth. First and second, still nobody out, as the 1-1 is checked on. Breaking ball misses low. Ortiz pulled back in time as the count goes to 2-1. Sun setting here at Prince George's Stadium. What clouds can be seen a little bit out past left field. Do have the dark on their right side and the bright fluffiness on the left side from the setting sun. As the 2-1 pitch comes into Ortiz and it's swung on and missed. Fastball came in low as the count runs even at 2. Again, Frisbee has been such a long arm for Richmond this season. It'd be surprising if he doesn't get out of this fifth inning. As the 2-2 pitch comes in, it misses down and away for ball three. But at the way this inning has been trending, it wouldn't surprise me just from this small sample. Now, if you read me out his numbers, said, hey, he's running on six consecutive games of six innings, I wouldn't say, no, he's not going to get ran out in the fifth. But right now, this has been trademark Bowie this season. Running up the pitch count on opposing starters and knocking them out early. The payoff to Ortiz is inside, nearly clipped him. No matter what, he's aboard. That's the third walk for Matt Frisbee today. Ties a season's high, and it loads the bases. Now for Hudson Haskin, who has the Bay Sox other grand slam this season. Let's see if they decide to make the hook, as Frisbee is north of 80 pitches. And Toplicar has had at least one lengthy plate appearance to warm. Frisbee sets. and fires the first in. Haskin nicks it foul. Bounces under the catcher and back to the screen. Count opens up at nothing and one. Overall in the season with the bases loaded, Haskin is 2-for-7 with the grand slam. He's driven in a total of 9 runs. Everything else on contact. He doesn't have any bases loaded walks. And time called as a ball from the bullpen has found its way errantly into left field. Bowie ahead 5-1 here in the bottom of the fifth, hoping to increase as the first baseman plays in toward the grass. The third baseman plays in on the line. Seems that they'd be fine trading a double play for a run, especially now that Bowie is already ahead by 4. And fires the 0-1 to Haskin. It's popped up into shallow center. This will not score the run as Gigliotti runs down, ranges to his right, now runs in, and makes the catch. The runner's going to tag. The throw comes in. It's up the line. And how about that speed from Colton Kowser? He scores. Sacrifice fly for Hudson Haskin on the speedy legs of Colton Kowser. And it's 6-1 Bowie. Head down, full tilt. Made it look easy. Haskins, 27th RBI of the season. And there's one away here now for Maverick Hanley with first and second still on. So that's a new season's high in earned runs for Frisbee. It ties a season's high for total runs allowed. As the first pitch comes into Hanley, and it misses down and away a breaking ball. Count opens up at 1-0. Oh, we were talking about that strike efficiency. Ryan Watson was throwing about 65% of his pitches for strikes. That has not been the case, especially in this half inning for Matt Frisbee. He's only throwing about 60%. 86 pitches, 52 strikes. As the next pitch into Hanley, got him on the elbow. Just a nick. The home plate umpire caught it. Hanley immediately alerted to it. Obviously, if you get hit, you're going to know. And the umpire grants him first base. That is the third hit by pitch this game for Matt Frisbee. And I gave the number previously. He'd only hit 3 batters all season into today. 62 and a third innings. But how about Maverick Hanley getting hit twice? So the bases are reloaded for Andrew Dashbaugh. Hanley came in today with only 4 hit-by-pitches this season. He's drawn 2 today. Dash, they leave Frisbee in the game. First pitch. Dashbaugh watches breaking ball miss down and away, and it's 1-0. Dashbaugh has driven in 3 runs with the bases loaded, and again with only 1 out, a sacrifice fly can still bring in at least 1 more. He has drawn a bases-loaded walk this season, but he's also struck out 5 times. 0-for-2 day for Dashbaugh. And the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball called for strike. Hit on the outside edge of the zone as the count runs even. Frisbee only has 2 strikeouts today, and they've both been against Dashbaugh. He's 0-for-2. Hanley at first, Ortiz at second, and Prieto at third. The 1-1 pitch. Dashbaugh swings through a high fastball, and the count runs to a ball and 2 strikes. Bowie ahead 6-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Still hoping to tack on just as much more as they can. At a ballpark like this, you can't necessarily say too many leads are safe. The 1-2 pitch to Dashbaugh just misses away, and the count runs even at 2. Corner infielders still play in because now a double play would end the inning. They'd be fine going home with it to start. As the 2-2 comes home to Dashbaugh, and he floats it out to left field. That falls in for a base hit. Prieto scores. Ortiz gets the wave. The throw is a missile home, but it's cut off. A 2-RBI single for Andrew Dashbaugh, and the Bay Sox lead 8-1 here in the fifth. Well, it's not too powerful, but runs are runs, and Bowie is fine to tack on 2 more. Handley goes to third as Dashbach picks up RBIs number 33 and 34 this season. And it looks like that's the day for Matt Frisby. He only collects one out here in the fifth, and it was on a sacrifice fly. Spelfrey collects the ball, and he'll go to the bullpen. We'll tell you about the new hurler in just a second. We're back after this as Bowie leads 8-1 here in the fifth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Well, we're back to Prince George's Stadium as we continue on with the bottom of the fifth inning. The Bay Sox have broken open for a four spot here in the fifth. They put on four runs in the third, but a much different way. A grand slam for Cesar Prieto, the first of his career and the second of the season for Bowie. But here in the fifth, as the Bay Sox chase out starter Matt Frisby, it went double, walk, RBI single, walk to load the bases, sacrifice fly, hit by pitch to reload the bases, and then two RBI single by Andrew Dashbach. So with first and second and still only one out, Trenton Toplicar will take over for the Squirrels as Matt Frisby's day is done. The right-hander only went 4 1/3 innings. At the moment, gave up a season's high 8 runs, all earned. It could go even further, all the way up to 10. He struck out only 2 batters and walked 3, which also tied a season's high. As Toplicar takes over, 210-pound right-hander, 26 years of age, from Santee, California, 16th-round draft selection, 2018. On the year with Richmond, he's gone 2-0 with a 3.00 ERA in 15 games played. He faces off against J.D. Mundy to start. First pitch home to Mundy. Popped foul behind home plate. This one hits off just ahead of the Diamond View restaurant above the press box. Count starts out at nothing and one on Mundy. It's a 1-for-2 day for J.D. He singled to the shortstop back in the fourth inning. Hit it into that 5.5 hole. Flew out to left field back in the third. The 0-1 pitch. This one crushed. Out to deep right field. Forget it. Labor watches it go. J.D. Mundy says goodbye. A 3-run home run for his fifth of the season. And the Bay Sox lead 11-1. Hey! 104 miles an hour off the bat for Mundy. 383 feet away from home plate. The Bay Sox are just teeing off on Richmond this evening. A 7-run inning for the Bay Sox. Two of those runs charged to Frisby. That closes his line on 10 runs, a career high. And now here's Andres Angulo. First pitch home is swung on and missed low. It's nothing and one to start. Angulo, 1-for-2 on the day. As the next pitch comes in, and it's bounced up the middle to the left side slightly. Picked on the run by Tyler Fitzgerald at short. And sent to first base for the out, 6-3. So now the inning continues as we go back to the top of the lineup with Connor Norby, who led off this frame with a double. This is still not even the most runs that the Bay Sox have scored in a single inning this season. Remember that 8-run first Akron back in mid-April. That was the 20-7 game that included the Bay Sox other grand slam this year. First pitch home to Norby is a breaking ball called for strike in the top half. It's nothing and one to open. Norby doubled to right on the first pitch he saw in the inning. That was against Frisby. as the bases remain empty with two outs. Next pitch plunks him. That is the fourth hit-by-pitch of the game. The first from Toplikar. Norby, of course, in his second double-A game, probably doesn't take it as bad blood. But this is starting to get a little tough to navigate. Three hit-by-pitches in this inning alone. Or rather, just two. Yeah, there's just two in this inning. One by one to Maverick Hanley, one to Connor Norby. Hanley's been hit twice, and then Colton Kowser got hit in the third. So Colton Kowser will dig into the box. He's 0 for 1 in the day, but has reached safely twice and scored twice. They put a shift on for the lefty, and the first pitch is flinched on. A fastball misses wide, and it's 1-0 to start. So Toplikar has tossed 15 innings this season for the Squirrels. He struck out 17 and walked only 7. That home run by J.D. Mundy was just the second that he had allowed this season, the 1-0. Misses down and away as the count goes to 2-0. Oh boy, does the way that this lineup has shaped out for Bowie spell a lot of good things for the future. And I know it's only the second game, but there's a lot of hope right now. As the 2-0 pitch misses inside, the count goes to 3-0 on Kowser. Because Richmond is, at this point, going to be one of the teams to beat to pick up an Eastern League championship. They're going to be one of the four teams in the mix. As the 3-0 pitch comes in, and it's down and away for ball four. Kowser draws his second walk of the inning. Connor Norby goes to second, and now Cesar Prieto will dig in. Prieto a 2-for-3 day. RBI single and a run scored earlier in this frame. Had the grand slam in the third. First pitch home is a breaking ball that misses down and away. So when you include the hit-by-pitch of Norby, that's now six consecutive pitches out of the zone by Trenton Toplikar. Next pitch. There's a strike, finally. Fastball hits on the outside edge, and the count runs even at 1. Here's the 1-1 from Toplikar as Prieto watches it miss away. Count goes to 2-1. So the anticipation was obviously there would be some sort of impact with the promotions for Bowie. Between Norby, Kowser, and Mayo, all big hitters down in Aberdeen as the 2-1 pitch is called a strike on Prieto bottom half. It's 2-2. As Bowie leads 11-1 here in the bottom of the fifth, a 7-run inning. First and second, two away with a 2-2 count on Prieto. I just didn't think that the impact would be this immediate, but boy, it's been great, the 2-2. Late swing, poked slowly over to third, a tough play for Roby, but he gets it on the infield grass and gets it to first in time. The Bay Sox send 12 to the plate and score 7 in the frame. As we move to the sixth, it's 11-1 Bowie. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fire season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's not baseball season without fireworks, and you can always count on the biggest and best at Prince George's Stadium. There's no better way to cap off a fun evening at the ballpark than a spectacular fireworks show. And the Bay Sox have got you covered this season with 16 different shows to choose from. So get your tickets now at baysox.com. Come on out and get ready to celebrate Independence Day with fireworks on July 2nd and July 3rd when the Richmond Flying Squirrels come to town. Hope to see you there.
Pest Now is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call Pest Now. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call Pest Now. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Always a pleasure to bring you along for the ride as the Bay Sox have had quite the fun time this evening at Prince George's Stadium. First pitch home from Ryan Watson to Michael Gigliotti to open up the sixth inning sails high and away. Count opens up at 1-0 on the Richmond leadoff man. Bowie leads 11-1 here in the second game of the second half. They want to try and go to it now, the 1-0 pitch. A flinch and a called strike. Fastball upper outside corner and the count goes even at one. Well, the Bay Sox do have Connor Loprich warming in the bullpen for them. He's usually been the follow-up guy for Ryan Watson, but he's actually stopped warming and is just walking back toward the fence now as the 1-1 pitch is called a strike on the lower outside corner. Count goes to 1-2. I talked with Kyle Moore about stretching out some of these starters a little bit more as Drew Rahm threw 90 pitches on Saturday. First time all season that a Bay Sox starter has thrown 90. The 1-2 misses high, and the count goes even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Because this is only the second time in Ryan Watson's career that he has tried to stretch into the sixth inning. He tossed 5 2/3 against Harrisburg back on May 3rd. The 2-2 pitch, this one lifted on a line to deep left, but Dashbox sees it. He makes the catch, ranging to his right side, and there's one away. Because why take out Ryan Watson right now, even with that lengthy fifth inning that may have just thrown off his rhythm a little bit? He's been so strong at the moment, retiring now 14 consecutive batters after that Gigliotti flyout. So now it goes on to Brett Auerbach, who's 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch home from Watson is a breaking ball that misses up and away, and the count starts out at 1-0. So now Loprich will get to tossing again with vigor. We'll see if he comes in for the next half inning or midway through this inning. The 1-0 pitch. Swing and a miss and a curveball down, and the count starts out and nothing and one. So I mentioned I was talking with Kyle Moore about starters stretching out a little bit, and he said he was finally comfortable to see it finally unfold. And obviously, there are some pitch limits set by the higher-ups. It's not entirely on Moore's decision-making as the 1-1 pitch comes in, and it's fouled off back to the screen as the count goes to nothing and two. And of course, there's just a lot of communication that goes into that fact, but whatever that communication is, it's starting to lead to pitchers going longer in some of these outings. And Ryan Watson has set himself up for a big opportunity to finish out his longest outing of the year. Strike three. Breaking ball in the dirt. Held on by Andres Angulo. And that's the seventh strikeout for Ryan Watson today. One shy of tying a season's high. As Sean Roby will step in. Only two hits for the Squirrels today. They came in a string of their only three base runners. All in the first inning as the first pitch to Roby is bounced up the middle, running back, sliding at the knee, Norby, but he can't throw it. It trickles over to first base as he tried to throw it on a turn from his knees. Is he okay? He lays down. Now he's up. He's at his knees. And, yeah, I think he's fine. I think he just kind of lost his balance trying to make a star-studded improbable play as Roby collects just the third hit of the day for Richmond and breaks up that nearly improbable string of 15 consecutive batters retired by Ryan Watson. So it puts runner on with two away here in the top of the sixth as Bowie leads by 10. Frankie Tostado into the box, and the first pitch home to him is lifted on a line to center, but literally right at Colton Cowser. He doesn't move, and the inning is over. So that 15 in a row ends, but Watson polishes off his first six-inning performance ever. A career-high six innings of one-run ball for Watson. A commendable performance. We move to the bottom of the sixth. Bowie leads 11-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Are you interested in beginning or expanding on a career in the pipe fitting, pipe welding, or HVAC service industry? Are you interested in a career path that will set you up for life without experiencing any college debt? If you are interested in these things and you live in the D.C. area, the Steam Fitters UA Local 602 Apprenticeship Program is the best choice for you. For more information about our apprenticeship program and how to apply, please visit steamfitters-602-602.org.
A birthday bash with the Bay Sox is the best time at the ballpark. Bring your friends and family out to celebrate and be the star of the show. Dance on the dugout with Louie, play games in the stadium, introduce a batter in the game, and you'll even get to have the stadium sing for you. Bay Sox birthday parties, an unforgettable, one-of-a-kind experience at Prince George's Stadium. Book yours by calling 301-464-4880 or at baysox.com.
It takes time to get rich, flavorful coffee beans from the lush mountain regions of Colombia and Brazil to Royal Farms. But less than a minute to get yourself a delicious hot cup of the finest and freshest coffee in the world. Because Royal Farms' new Swiss-made coffee machines grind those rich, flavorful coffee beans and brew them one magnificent cup at a time. It's why Royal Farms makes the freshest and best coffee in the world. Real fresh, real fast. Royal Farms.
On to the bottom of the sixth here at Prince George's Stadium as Bowie maintains their 11-1 advantage. Trenton Toplicar will continue in relief, his first full inning of relief, as he faces off against Joey Ortiz, Hudson Haskin, and Maverick Handley. Righty on righty to open. As Toplicar sets, working continually out of the stretch. First pitch home. Fastball misses low, and the count starts out at 1-0. A little bit of a hesitation behind the dish from Genovese, thinking that probably should have gone for strike. It was around the knees, a borderline pitch, just went in the way of Ortiz, as the count starts out at 1-0. 1-for-2 day for Ortiz, a single, a walk, a run scored. As the 1-0 pitch comes in, and it misses up and inside, count goes to 2-0. 7 of the 9 Bay Sox batters scored in that fifth inning. Hudson Haskin did not score, but he drove in a run on a sacrifice fly. Andres Angulo grounded out to short as Ortiz breaks his bat and pops up Tyler Fitzgerald for the out. That cracked bat splintered into three different pieces between the handle, the barrel, and a small sliver out on the right side of the batting circle. The barrel found its way back to the backstop as Ortiz is retired to start the inning. And now here's Hudson Haskin. Well, the Bay Sox did something very, very fun yesterday before the start of yesterday's game as a part of a little cleansing ritual to open up the second half. And as Haskin watches a called strike to open up, nothing in one to start here. And boy, does it seem like it worked. I'll tell you about it in a second as the 0-1 is grounded over to third, picked up on the side shuffle by Sean Roby, sent over to first in time, and there's quickly two away. As Bowie leads 11-1 here in the bottom of the sixth, they just got to cruise through the rest of this game. Connor Loprich will probably take the final three innings. So what Kyle Moore did for his team, he went out and tried to find a fire pit. Unfortunately, the grounds crew keeps a fire pit handy, actually not too far away, for just some late-night cookouts. First pitch to Maverick Handley, misses down and away for a ball. It's 1-0. So what Moore did is told all of the players to write down what had troubled you over the first half. Could be anything. Didn't have to be play related. Could be personal matters. Could be, you know, on-field matters or frustrations here or there. As the 1-0 pitch to Handley misses high, count goes to 2-0. So every player did. Moore told me it was a stack of about 100 sheets of paper as a couple of guys wrote down two. And at around 4 o'clock ahead of the game, they went outside and burned the paper. The 2-0 pitch is called a strike on a pitch low and away. Count runs to 2-1 on Handley, who's 0-for-1. He's been hit by two pitches, has a stolen base, and a run scored. They burned the paper in the fire pit. A very cleansing opportunity for the Bay Sox. The 2-1 fouled off right side as the count goes even at 2. I don't know who it was specifically so far as to put his bat in the fire pit and let it crisp up a little bit. Didn't fully get engulfed. They didn't use too much lighter fluid as the 2-2 pitch comes in, and it hits Handley again. What is happening? And here comes Dennis Pelfrey immediately saying that Handley should be getting out of the way of these pitches, as that's the third time he's been hit in this game. It was only a 77-mile-an-hour curveball, so it's not as if some of these have been brought across with malicious intent. But Pelfrey is, I feel as if he's within his right to say that Handley should be getting out of the way. We have seen it at one point this season. I think it was Handley in the box. I believe about 3 weeks ago when the Bay Sox were playing Hartford, maybe 4 weeks ago, that a batter was hit by a pitch, but the umpire did not grant him first base because he said that the batter did not get out of the way. So it's not outside the realm of possibility to say, no, the batter should not be granted first base. It's within the rules. But they've just not really considered that, I suppose, with Handley. So he's hit by his third pitch today after only being hit by four pitches all season. First pitch to Dashbach is grounded to short, should end the inning. Fitzgerald goes the short way to second, and that's it. So Handley retired on the choice, goes 6-4, and we move to the seventh. Bowie ahead 11-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at baysox.com.
When your commercial plumbing project calls for a job done safely and on time, then your job calls for the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Local skilled and well-trained plumbing craftsmen in the DMV. If you're a contractor who needs safe jobs done well, you need the plumbers of Local 5 Washington, D.C. Start your partnership with them today. Visit local5plumbers.org. That's local5plumbers.org.
Get your red capes ready and your iron suits, too, because it's Superhero Day at Prince George's Stadium on Sunday, July 31st. You can meet your favorite costumed hero, and the first 750 fans ages 13 and up will pick up a Grayson Rodriguez Superman bobblehead for their own. Not only that, but it'll also be Heroes Day at the ballpark, honoring police, fire, and EMS with a Guns N' Hoses charity softball game. And the Bay Sox will wear custom Heroes jerseys auctioned off post-game to benefit the Children's Cancer Foundation. Sunday, July 31st, so get your tickets at baysox.com.
And don't forget about Superhero Night coming to Prince George's Stadium not too far from now. A little bit over a month, Sunday, July 31st, as the Bay Sox will host a handful of costumed characters, some superheroes in the ballpark showing off their powers, maybe putting on a couple of fight scenes. And, of course, the first 750 fans through the gates get a Grayson Rodriguez super bobblehead. We move on to the seventh inning as Connor Loprich takes over on the mound for Bowie. 11-1, the Bay Sox lead, and the first pitch home to Ricardo Henaves is fouled off right side. It's nothing and one. 5-6-7 in the Richmond lineup. Due up, starting with Henaves, who's 1-for-2 on the day. Next pitch, breaking ball misses low, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. It was a career day for Ryan Watson, starter in line for a big win. 6 innings, 3 hits, only 1 run it was earned. He struck out 7 and walked just 1. As Loprich will reasonably take the final 3 innings. The 1-1 grounded over to the left side where Ortiz picks it up against the waist, and he rips it to first base for the out, 6-3. And there's one away to start the seventh. Tell you a little bit about Loprich, who's been on a great run of his own lately. 6'3", 215-pound right-hander, traded over to Baltimore from the Pirates back in 2020 in exchange for international draft pool money. On the season with Bowie, Loprich has gone 1-1 with a 6.15 ERA in 14 appearances. fires the first pitch home to Tyler Fitzgerald, and it's a fastball that misses wide. 1-0 to start. Loprich has tossed 41 innings on the nose, struck out 41, walked only 18, as the next pitch, another fastball, misses inside. Count goes to 2-0 on Fitzgerald. Loprich, but a lot of them were in his first couple of starts of the season, including three in his Double-A debut. The 2-0 is fouled off back to the screen as the count goes to 2-1 on Fitzgerald, who's 0-2 on the day. Loprich is on a big run right now. 4 2/3 consecutive scoreless innings over his last two appearances. As the 2-1 comes in, and it's a slider that misses down and away, count runs to 3-1. As a matter of fact, Loprich has only allowed one earned run in his last 16 innings. The 3-1. Grounded foul, third base side, and the count runs full. It's been a remarkable run for Loprich as of late, as he's really been a big anchor on the back half lately. The 3-2. This one sliced the other way, but on a line to right as Haskin picks it. Two away here in the top of the seventh. Again, Bowie ahead 11-1 here in the top of the seventh as Armani Smith will step in. I was talking a little bit in the last half inning about that little cleansing experience that the Bay Sox went through yesterday. Ahead of the opener of this six-game series, Kyle Moore brought out a fire pit and asked the team to write down some of their woes from the first half, and they lit them on fire. First pitch home to Armani Smith is called a strike. And while the fire wasn't that big, it was very funny that it took them a couple of tries to light the thing, the 0-1 pitch. Fouled off back to the screen. The count goes to nothing and two. And it was obviously very important to include the new players, too, because you could easily say, oh, this is more for the guys that were here that had the troubles this season between Connor Norby, Colton Cowser, and Kobe Mayo. But they weren't here. They don't necessarily... No, they should have been a part of it, and I'm glad they were. That was a very good coaching moment, and Moore said he picked it up from some sports psychology seminars and the like. So, on top of it, very fun to watch, or at least just kind of learn about on the side. The 1-2 pitch is smashed out toward right field, but Haskin reads it, sprints toward the warning track. Three down inning out of the bullpen for Connor Loprich, and as we stretch here at Prince George's Stadium, the Bay Sox lead 11-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get your gear and memorabilia from your favorite Bay Sox players and future stars, the Baltimore Orioles, at the Tackle Box Team Store. Jerseys, hats, autographed bats and balls, all at great prices. Located right of the main gate at Prince George's Stadium and online at BaySoxShop.com, the Tackle Box is the only place to get the best Bay Sox gear for you and your favorite fan. It's the Tackle Box at Prince George's Stadium and at BaySoxShop.com.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more, all to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
On the Green Incorporated is your lawn care team, providing professional organic-based lawn care programs for residential and commercial lawns. Our lawn care programs provide ballpark quality results. Each service is custom tailored with guaranteed results for even the toughest lawns. On the Green also offers outdoor pest control services. Mosquitoes, ants, ticks, and more. Safely and effectively control insects and enjoy the outdoors this summer with On the Green Incorporated. Go to onthegreeninc.com.
Bottom of the seventh here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie still leading 11-1. Just trying to cruise their way off into a second consecutive win here to open the second half. J.D. Mundy will lead it off for Bowie. He's riding a 2-for-3 day. Smashed a 3-run home run over the right field wall back in the fifth inning, capping off the 7-run frame for Bowie. As he'll... Righty on lefty, and the first pitch home to Mundy is a breaking ball that just misses wide. Count opens up at 1-0. After Mundy, it'll be Andres Angulo, and then back to the top of the lineup and Connor Norby to bat. As the next pitch in from Toplakar is flinched on down and away again, and the count goes to 2-0. Toplakar's longest outing of the season was actually not too long ago. He tossed 3 1/3 innings against Erie, so he could easily finish out a few more, the 2-0. Called a strike, bottom edge, as the count goes to 2-1. Because of the way that Matt Frisby had been going, you would have expected him to at least finish the fifth, maybe even the sixth. But Richmond does have a couple of bodies in their bullpen at the moment as Mundy watches pitch miss wide. Count goes to 3-1. Well, obviously, too, with the recent promotions up to Bowie, the 3-1 pitch to Mundy is lifted out toward right center field and deep. This one headed to the wall, and it's gone! J.D. Mundy says goodbye! His second home run of the evening and sixth of the season is a solo blast here in the seventh. The Bay Sox make it 12-1. His first multi-home run game of the season. That one, an authoritative shot. 108 miles an hour off the bat and 409 feet away from home plate. Lead-off homer against Toplakar. Just the second, make it the third he's allowed this season. He's given up both to Mundy. First pitch home to Andres Angulo is fouled off back to the screen. Count opens up at 0-1. Put a bit of a shift on for Angulo, right-hander. Next pitch in, and it's a curveball misses high. Count goes promotions up to Bowie. It's always been such an easy opportunity for, you know, top Orioles executives to make the way out to the ballpark, especially when Baltimore is out of town, as Angulo singles to left here on a soft liner. He's got hits in back-to-back games now and a two-hit day. As Toplaker has given up base hits to the first two batters, and it goes back to the top of the lineup for Connor Norby. So it's a good thing for the Bay Sox to be really running things right now, especially when you've got the O's on the West Coast. Last night it was a 10 o'clock first pitch, so obviously you're going to be paying a little bit of attention to the minor leagues more so when you can wait until 10 o'clock to watch the big league club. And then today, of course, with the 4 o'clock first pitch, the day game over in Seattle, two teams were playing a little bit at the same time, but the Orioles have since wrapped up first, giving up 9 runs to Seattle in a losing effort. But that still leaves time to, you know, catch the minor league affiliates. See how the folks are doing on the farm. And right now, with some extra eyes on them in the last couple of days, while the Bay Sox have been playing short sample size, but some of their best baseball all season. No way to dance around that as a fact. Around the rest of the organization, as we discuss it, Bowie is the only team currently leading. Oh, I can just finally take that away as Norfolk polished off a 6-spot in the fourth inning to overcome a deficit at the hands of Gwinnett. First pitch to Connor Norby is fouled off right side. It's 0-1 to open. So Norfolk leads Gwinnett 6-5. They're into the seventh inning down there at Harbor Park. But then Delmarva is getting throttled right now just south in Fredericksburg. They trail 9-0 as Norby lines one to right, but right to Franklin Labor. Right fielder makes the catch, and there's one away. Now on to Colton Kowser. And Aberdeen currently trails Winston-Salem 5-3. They're into the sixth inning just north of us. Kowser's had an interesting day at the plate. He's been hit by a pitch. He's drawn 2 walks. Both walks came in the same inning. They try a pickoff throw over to first base, see if they can catch Angulo again, but he slides in safely. Remember, Angulo was at first in the third when Matt Frisby practically picked him off, but Angulo just bounced around the tag slightly. Here's a bounced ball over to third, picked by the third baseman, Roby, sent to second for one, and back to first for the double play. Roby Fitzgerald Tostado, 5-6-3, and the inning is over. But the Bay Sox do get a run more. A solo blast by J.D. Mundy, his second of the game. Bowie leads 12-1 as we're on to the eighth. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service, and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year, and live music to get your night started. It's always a great time at the ballpark, so get your tickets now at BaySox.com.
At DCA Imaging Systems, we provide a tenured team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisors. From document creation, output devices, scanning and workflow, to document security and storage, we understand people print, not printers. Give DCA Imaging a call, 301-577-1021, or find out more about how we can help you. DCAImaging.com. DCA Imaging Systems, office technology made easy.
If you own or operate a building or facility, or if you're a general contractor that is located or operates in the D.C. area, there is no doubt that it is important for you to have the best trained and most qualified people working for you. Members of Steamfitters UA Local 602 provide the highest level of HVAC, mechanical, and specialty piping services to the various customers we serve. For more information about the services we provide, please visit steamfitters-602.org.
Bottom of the eighth inning here at Prince George's Stadium, or top of the eighth inning, rather, at Prince George's Stadium, as the Bay Sox lead 12-1. It's been a wild day, losing track of where we're at. Obviously, this game doesn't really have much of a business of dragging on for too much longer, but Bowie would be fine to tack on some more runs as Connor Loprich gets back to work and fires the first pitch home to Jacob Hayward. It swung on and missed away for a strike, nothing and one. Still got Colton Cowser up on the video board. It's definitely not Cowser. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's nothing and two. Hayward 0-for-2 on the day. He struck out swinging back in the fifth inning. He grounded out to third base back in the second. Here's the 0-2 from Loprich. Swing and a miss for strike three. Punched him out on three straight sliders. Loprich has really had a great slider lately. First strikeout for him, eighth overall punch-out for Bay Sox pitching this evening. Now on to Franklin Labor. Loprich is just going to need five more outs at this point to lock up the save. He's got plenty of leeway to get it done. It would be his second this season. And as the first pitch in to Labor is swung on and missed low, fastball starts it out at nothing and one. Well, the bottom four in the lineup for Richmond have been deadly quiet as the 0-1 pitch comes in. And it misses down and inside. I suppose deathly is the actual proper term. My mother would kill me if she caught me using an adverb improperly. The 1-1 pitch to Labor. That slider just barely missed down and away, and it runs the count to 2-1. But you've got Fitzgerald, Armani, and Hayward, 6, 7, and 8 in the lineup, a combined 0-for-9 on the day, the 2-1 pitch. That one misses just down 3-1. Second three-ball count that Loprich has worked after Tyler Fitzgerald lined out to right on a full count in the seventh. The 3-1 to Labor. Called a strike, lower inside corner. Labor had already dropped the bat, flipped it back to the dugout, and started to take off the ankle guard. Takes a passive-aggressive sigh as he picks up the bat. And now the payoff to the right-hander. It's lifted up the line, third base side, running toward it, Dashbach, and against the corner of the grass, he makes the catch. So quickly, two away, five straight retired by Connor Loprich. Richmond, again, has still only managed four base runners today. They put three of them in succession against Ryan Watson in the first inning. With two outs, it was a single by Sean Roby, a walk to Frankie Tostado, and an RBI single by Ricardo Henevez. That has been the only run for the Squirrels today. Shift put on for the left-hander Michael Gigliotti, and the first pitch home to him nearly clips his elbow, but just comes underneath as the count starts out at 1-0. It's been an 0-for-3 day for Gigliotti as well. He's flown out to left twice, grounded out to first base back in the third inning. Next pitch, this one lifted foul to the left side, and the count goes to 1-2. Well, whether he's trying to go the opposite way more or it's just the way that Bowie is pitching him, who's to say? Because he pulls it nearly half the time. The 1-1 pitch bounces in, and the count goes to 2-2. But again, the way that Gigliotti has been putting the ball in play, at least today, has led you to maybe believe a little bit differently. He pulled it yesterday, at least. The 2-1 pitch. Just misses under the knees, a fastball at 95. Runs the count to 3-1. So back-to-back 3-1 counts by Connor Loprich. And Gigliotti singled to right field and grounded out to second base twice yesterday. The 3-1 called a strike on a wide fastball. Gigliotti would have had a reason to take exception to that, if I were him at least. Full count. Steps back, kicks high, fires the payoff, and it swung on and missed for strike three. Loprich punches the fastball up and away as Gigliotti goes right through it. Six up, six down. Now two strikeouts for Connor Loprich as we go to the bottom of the eighth. The Bay Sox lead 12-1. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
From bug bites to burns, fevers to flu, and bruises to broken bones, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
PestNow is proud to partner with the Bowie Bay Sox and provide their pest control services. For all your residential and commercial pest control needs, call PestNow. For general pest control, termite control, mosquito control, and all other pest control services, call PestNow. You can reach us at 301-231-8300 or visit us online at www.pestnow.com.
Best way to take in a Bay Sox game is with a group outing at Prince George's Stadium. Everything from entertaining clients to birthday parties and even fundraising opportunities for your team, the Bay Sox offer plenty of options for your group at unbeatable rates with plenty of options on suites, seats, and decks around the ballpark. Your group can eat their fill and have an unforgettable time. Find out more and schedule your group outing by calling 301-464-4880 or going to baysox.com.
On to the bottom of the eighth here at Prince George's Stadium as the Bay Sox still maintain a 12-1 advantage. Richmond will go into the bullpen for one final time this evening as they pull out right-hander Solomon Bates. Trenton Toplicar's day is done. It was an okay day of relief, but he ran into trouble with just one particular batter. 2 2/3 innings for Toplicar. He gave up two hits and two runs, both earned. He didn't strike anyone out and walked one batter. Both hits were home runs, and both hits were by J.D. Mundy. Now the umpiring crew is out looking at Solomon Bates. He was recently added to the roster today. Was he on the lineup card? The umpiring crew is converged over on the third base side of the mound. Here comes Dennis Pelfrey, the manager. They're inspecting the glove, I believe, of Bates, and now they're just speaking directly with Pelfrey. And they're walking back to their positions. Pelfrey and the pitching coach now as well, Paul Esguerra. The umpires are headed back to their locations as well. I'm intrigued as to what that delay was, because it's not going to lead to any change in the pitcher on the mound. It's still going to be Solomon Bates. Whatever the case, here in the bottom of the eighth, it'll be Cesar Prieto, Joey Ortiz, and Hudson Haskin. Prieto, a fantastic day at the plate. 2-for-4, a grand slam, an RBI single, two runs scored. First pitch misses down, and the count starts out at 1-0. Tell you a little bit about Bates. He was just added to the roster yesterday, reinstated from the 7-day injured list. As the 1-0 pitch comes in, and Prieto watches it called a strike on the inside edge. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Bates, a 6'2", 210-pound, 25-year-old right-hander from Victorville, California. Eighth-round draft selection in 2018. The 1-1 pitch misses down and inside, and the count goes to 2-1 on Cesar Prieto. Bates on the season with Richmond. If I've got his numbers here, I don't believe I do. Here's the next. Prieto watches pitch miss up and away. As the count runs to 3-1. Joey Ortiz and Hudson Haskin will follow. Bates has gone 4-0 with a 4.33 ERA in 27 innings, the 3-1. Called a strike on the outside edge. Prieto had turned out of the box but didn't lose the bat. He realized it could have gone for a called strike, and it did, so it runs the count full. Here's the payoff, and Prieto swings through a high fastball. He's down on strikes. That is only the third strikeout for Richmond pitching today. First for Solomon Bates. The other two were against Andrew Dashbach. And Bates made two appearances down in the rookie Arizona complex, including a start, but he's made 12 appearances with Richmond, gone 4-0 with a 4.88 ERA. 24 innings of work. He struck out 29, walked 11, allowed 8 home runs. First pitch on its way home to Joey Ortiz is called a strike on a wide changeup, and it's nothing and one. The Bay Sox have a hurler warming in their bullpen. Shelton Perkins looks to potentially take the ninth, as Connor Loprich had faced six batters, retired all six in his relief outing. Next pitch to Ortiz misses down, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. It's a 1-for-3 day for Ortiz. He singled in the first inning, or in the third inning, rather. He walked in the fifth and scored the 1-1. Misses down and away, and the count goes to 2-1. Now, Bates was, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't he a big member of the rotation at some point for Richmond? No, I'm misremembering here. The 2-1, swing and a miss on a pitch low, and the count goes to 2-2. No, but he was a lights-out reliever for High A Eugene last season. He's just pitched the Bay Sox well this year. That's all I recall. The 2-2 to Ortiz is swung on and missed for strike three. Spun another breaking ball down in the dirt, and that's back-to-back punch-outs for Bates. This is what I was remembering, as Hudson Haskin will step into the box. Bowie ahead 12-1 here in the bottom of insurance before they just need to pick up three outs with an 11-run buffer. First pitch home to the right-hander Haskin, riding an 0-for-3 day, misses high, and it's 1-0 to start. Pair of groundouts for Haskin. He flew out to center field in the second, had a sacrifice fly to center in the fifth. That was the 7-run frame for Bowie. Put this one well out of reach. The 1-0 pitch, this one fouled off. Fastball was up and in toward the hands as the count runs even at one. In the top of the ninth, if Perkins takes over, which it looks to be, he'll face off against Brett Arbach, Sean Roby, and Frankie Tostado. Roby is responsible for two of Richmond's three hits today. He's also scored their only run. The 1-1 on its way to Haskin, and it's lifted foul up the first baseline out of play. Count goes to a ball and two strikes now. Bates steps back, kicks high, fires the 1-2, and it's a slider. Misses down and away. Count runs even at 2 on Haskin. Very patient day at the plate for Hudson Haskin, too. Have you noted that? Three of his five plate appearances, he's watched a first-pitch ball. Very rare for him. He's improving. The 2-2 fouled off back to the screen as the count remains. I'd have to imagine that's part of the dance in minor league baseball. Well, just in baseball in general. When you pick up a guy that attacks the first pitch plenty, well, you just feed him something out of the zone to either get him to swing and miss or make some weak contact. Haskin went after the first pitch a ton this year, and now he's made some big strides to watch those pitches go for balls. The 2-2, a late swing, but pulled foul up the third base line. As the count remains, even at 2. Infield, outfield, straight up here as the day has calmed reasonably. Had some decent gusts out. Very reasonable, brisk day. The 2-2. Haskin pokes it out toward right field, but this one trouble toward the corner, and it touches down on the warning track over Labor's head, and he has a tough time reading it off of the bounce. Haskin moves into second base standing with his 13th double of the season. Two out, two bagger for Hudson. He's got hits in back-to-back games now in five of his last six. The eighth inning continues for Maverick Handley. Handley's had a very interesting day at the plate. I'll have to ask him about it later. He's been hit by three pitches. He's 0 for 1. And we wait for the first offering as Ricardo Henebes will go out and talk with his battery mate. Handley, at this point in the game, following the Haskins double, is the only batter to not have a base hit with Colton Cowser. It's just those two. But every Bay Sox player has now reached base, thanks to Haskin in his double. Handley has just gotten on base in the most peculiar of fashions. There have been five hit-by-pitches in this game. First pitch home, Handley watches curveball called for strike on the outside edge, and it's nothing and one to open. He got hit by it in the second, stole second, hit by it in the fifth, scored, swings through this next pitch on a breaking ball down. It's nothing and two. And then he got hit by it in the sixth, was taken out on a force to end the inning. As the Bay Sox lead 12-1 here in the bottom of the eighth, runner at second, two away, the 0-2 pitch. Misses high, gets off of the catcher's glove, and Haskin will take the brisk jog over to third base. They're calling that a passed ball that Ricardo Henebes has been charged with in just his seven games behind home plate. So now runner at third, but still two outs, and a 1-2 count on Handley. Here's the next. Flinch on a slider down and away, and the count runs even. Well, Perkins is sufficiently warm. He's just gotten off of the mound and is going to go sit on the bench for a brief spell. Catches breath before he prepares to enter the inning. Or into the game, I should say, once this inning wraps up. Here's the 2-2. Curveball misses inside. Had some good late break on it, but just barely. And it runs the count full on Handley. 167 this season on full count, but he walks more often than he strikes out. Runner at third, two away. And the payoff. Handley fouls it off. Fastball was inside. Seems to be Bates is continually pushing the right-hander inside. Bates puts the rubber right down the middle. Holds set at the waist and fires another 3-2. It's down low for ball four. So after two quick strikeouts to open the frame from Solomon Bates, Bowie has started to frustrate him, just as they frustrated Matt Frisbee. A double from Hudson Haskin, a passed ball pushing him to third base, and now a full count walk drawn by Maverick Handley after he started out behind 0-2. Andrew Dashbach had the two RBI single, part of the seven-run fifth inning, that finally knocked the starter Frisbee out of the game. He's, of course, the pitcher of record right now as Bowie leads 12-1. First pitch home, and Dashbach fouls a fastball back to the screen. Nothing in one to open. Two strikeouts for Dashbach today. Hit into a fielder's choice in the first pitch he saw in the sixth, the 0-1. Misses low a breaking ball, and the count goes even at a ball and a strike. As Bates is now really struggling to locate the strike zone. He's at 27 pitches. 15 have gone for strikes. They've got another right-hander warming in the pen for Richmond, something they did not want to do. The 1-1 misses away, and the count goes to 2-1. And I believe that to be Cole Waits getting loose. Here's the 2-1 to Dashbach. Fouled off of the catcher's mask. Goes back to the screen. It looks like Henebes was unfazed by it as we wait on the 2-2 offering. That is not Waits. That is Ryan Walker. So right-hander Walker warming, a side armor. The 2-2 pitch. Grounded over to short. Should end the inning. It's picked up by Fitzgerald and underhanded to Arbach at second. The short way retires Maverick Hanley. The Bay Sox try to add some insurance with two outs, but they strand two on base. As we go to the ninth, they've still got plenty of cushion. 12-1 Bowie. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
That's right, it's Dynamite Night at Prince George's Stadium on Friday, July 15th. Meet legendary actor and comedian Jimmy J.J. Walker, star of the 1970s hit Good Times, with a special VIP meet-and-greet package available. That's Friday, July 15th for Dynamite Night with Jimmy J.J. Walker at Prince George's Stadium. So head to BaySox.com right now to get your tickets and learn more.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
Baseball is a game of specialists, base stealers, closers, cleanup hitters. Together, they help their team stand out from the rest. Specialists also help set Chesapeake Employers Insurance apart from other workers' compensation insurance companies. Our health services team includes orthopedic surgeons, nurse case managers, a physical therapist, and more. All to get your employee back to work, contain costs, and keep premiums down. That's teamwork. To learn more, connect with your agent or visit Chesapeake Employers at CEIWC.com.
Well, it's always a great pleasure to bring you along for the broadcast, and you have picked a special one to tune into, my goodness. As the Bowie Bay Sox lead the Richmond Flying Squirrels this evening, 12-1, entering the ninth inning here at Prince George's Stadium. Matt Sabatis with you from the ballpark in Bowie. So happy that you've taken time out of your evening to stop on by. As the Bay Sox will make one final pitching change into the ninth inning. Shelton Perkins will take mop-up duty today, facing 2-3-4 in the Richmond lineup, starting with Brett Arbach. First pitch home to Arbach, misses inside. Breaking ball starts the count out at 1-0. Connor Loprich, a perfect day in relief for the right-hander. Two innings, nothing across. He struck out two batters. Next pitch home to Arbach, misses down this time for Perkins, and the count goes to 2-0. Been a great run for Loprich. He's now fired 6 2/3 consecutive scoreless. As the 2-0 comes in from Perkins, and it's swung on and missed low, a slider. Count runs to 2-1 on Arbach, who's 0-3 with a trio of strikeouts today. Perkins, a 5'10", 215-pound right-hander, 16th round selection in 2019 from James Madison, fires another slider, and this one's called for a strike on the knees outside. Count runs even at 2. With the Bay Sox this year, Perkins has made 17 appearances, gone 0-3 with a 4.22 ERA. The 2-2 bounced slowly foul off of home plate as the count remains even. 21 1/3 innings of work for Perkins, only 17, and until last week against Erie, he had not allowed a home run. Finally gave up his first back on the 22nd, his most recent appearance. Gave up the blast to Dane Myers, who was on a very big day. Next pitch grounded over to the left side. Backhanded deep in the hole by Joey Ortiz. He has a long throw to first. Gets it there. Pulls Mundy off the bag, but he applies the tag. Very slow up the line was Arbach. He's retired 6-3 on that well-executed backhand by Ortiz at short. And now here's Sean Roby with the Bay Sox needing just two outs to wrap up their second consecutive win. Roby, a 2-for-3 day. That accounts for, well, 2/3 of the Richmond hits. First pitch home is a breaking ball that misses inside as Roby curls around away from it. Count opens up at 1-0. It was a single and a run scored back in the first inning for Roby, the only Richmond run, as the 1-0 comes in, and it's a half swing fouled off. Fastball was up and in on the hands, and Roby just made some incidental contact. Count goes even and a ball and a strike. And then a single back in the sixth inning has been the only base runner for Richmond since that first. Next pitch fouled off of home plate, and the count goes to 1-2. It was three consecutive base runners with two outs in the first. and then a string of 16, make that 15 consecutive batters retired by Ryan Watson before Roby singled. And after that, between Watson, Connor Loprich, and now Shelton Perkins, it's been 8 consecutive batters retired. Run it up to 10 and send us all home quickly. As the Bay Sox lead 12-1 here in the top of the ninth. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss for strike 3. Roby looked silly on a slider outside. That's the first strikeout for Perkins today, 10th overall for Bay Sox pitching. And now Bowie just one out away from wrapping up this win as Frankie Tostado steps into the box. Mild shift on for the left-hander, and the first pitch in is a breaking ball that misses low, bounced in a little bit as well as the count opens up at 1-0. Tostado drew a walk back in the first inning. He popped out to third base in foul territory in the fourth, lined out to straightaway center on the first pitch he saw in the sixth inning. Base is empty, two away here in the top of the ninth, as Bowie maintains an 11-run lead. One run, three hits, no errors for Richmond. 12 runs, 11 hits, no errors for the Bay Sox. As Perkins looks to wrap it up. The 1-0 pitch popped up behind home out of play. This one will touch down either right in front of us or on the stadium club level. Look to be the stadium club level. So the count runs even and a ball and a strike. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and it's 1-2. Well, Perkins has been a routine character to finish off games for the Bay Sox. 17 appearances, 12 of them have finished the game. He fires the 1-2, and it misses down and away. Count runs even at 2. So it's good to see Perkins back in his usual home, ready to wrap up a Bay Sox win. Crowd with some rhythmic clapping as the 2-2 comes in. It swung on and missed for strike 3. A breaking ball down as Perkins retires the side in the ninth, and the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. A perfect start to the second half continues with a 12-1 wallop of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. We've got plenty more to come as we get started with Bay Sox postgame in just a little bit. We're back after this. You're listening to Bay Sox Baseball.
Get the best deals at Prince George's Stadium with weekly promotions all season. Tuesdays are Military Appreciation Night. Purchase a box seat at the ticket office with a proof of service and you'll only pay half price. Bring along your furry friend on Woof Wednesday, and it's the best happy hour around every Thursday from 5 to 6:30. $2 Bud and Bud Light drafts with other beer specials throughout the year and live music to get your night started. Get your tickets now at baysox.com.
Most people don't know what a steam fitter is. More importantly, what we do and how much it impacts you. Just take a moment to think about what your world would look like if you didn't have the ability to generate electricity, to have heating or air conditioning, microchip production, internet service, web-based storage, cellular service, and frozen or refrigerated produce. Could you imagine? And these are just some of the things that we impact. Please visit steamfitters-602.org. And let's talk about how we can bring value to you.
Sky Shooter Displays by ZY Pyrotechnics will be lighting up the sky with top-of-the-line fireworks shows following Bay Sox games all season long. We will give you the best bang for your buck. Sky Shooter Displays include traditional shows, true pyro musicals, custom choreographed plays, and much more. The night sky is truly limitless, so don't be shy. Give ZY a try. Find out more by calling us at 570-328-1361 or visit us online, zypyrotechnics.com.
It's now time for the Bowie Bay Sox post-game show. Let's head back to the ballpark with Matt Savanas.
I bargain to say that win was just about as fun, if not more fun, as yesterday's, as the Bowie Bay Sox take down the Richmond Flying Squirrels for the second consecutive night. The first time all season that the Bay Sox have made it back-to-back wins over the Squirrels. 12-1 the final this evening, as Bowie is a perfect 2-0 here in the second half of 2022. They will maintain their top spot in the Eastern League for another day. As we get rolling here with Bay Sox postgame, Matt Sabatis with you from Prince George's Stadium. We'll recap this one in depth and then look around the Eastern League, see how some of the other teams have fared, as well as the Orioles organization, get a look through of their final scores. But first, we recap. So we take you all the way back in time to the faraway land of six from Ryan Watson to Michael Gigliotti. Now, Gigliotti watched it for a ball and eventually flew out to left on a 2-0 count, and it was a quick strikeout of Brett Auerbach to put Watson in command. Two up, two down, but Sean Roby, he's been a thorn in Bowie's side this season. Single to right field. Moved to second on a wild pitch. Frankie Tostado drew a walk. And then Ricardo Henavez, he had a home run yesterday and opened with a run driven in today. On its way, and it's poked out toward right center field. It falls in for a base hit. It'll score the run. Henavez gets it done again as Roby rounds third and comes home. RBI single for the catcher. He's got hits in four consecutive games as Richmond takes the 1-0 advantage. Henavez says RBI in back-to-back games now as well, but as it would turn out, that would be it for Richmond for quite a while, and I mean quite a while, because after that RBI single, Ryan Watson would go on a run, retiring 15 consecutive batters into the sixth inning. And that bought Bowie plenty of time. Because in the bottom of the first, while they did come up empty and did the same in the bottom of the second against Matt Frisbee, they got through in the third inning. Andres Angulo singled with one out to right field, and Connor Norby was walked, put two on. Colton Kowser was hit by a pitch on a 2-2 count. It looked to be a little bit inside, but it still nicked him, and it loaded the bases for Cesar Prieto. He'd been 0-2 with the bases loaded, make that 0-4 with the bases loaded since joining Bowie, had not driven in a run. Until today, Frisbee sends. The 0-2 is muscled out toward deep right field, up toward the line, and it's gone! Cesar Prieto says goodbye! The Bay Sox second grand slam of the season! A go-ahead blast, and it's 4-2! A big-time shot for Cesar, only 333 feet away from home plate, so not a massive moonshot by a lot of metrics. But hey, a home run's a home run, and who in their right mind is going to turn their nose up at a grand slam? Not Cesar Prieto, that's for sure. And boy, would that not be the end of his day, because as the Bay Sox did go down empty in the fourth, they got it going again against Frisbee, and a walk by Colton Kowser set the table for Prieto to drive in another. Should Prieto knock around Frisbee again. The 1-1 pitch. Poked the other way. Through the gap of base hit. Slowly hits a left field. Does Norby get the wave? He does. Here comes the throw from Smith. No, he holds it up. RBI single for Cesar Prieto. He's got a 5 RBI day. And the Bay Sox lead 5-1. After Joey Ortiz was walked to reload the bases, still with nobody out, that's when Hudson Haskin came up. And while he didn't get it too deep in the outfield, Colton Kowser used it as an opportunity to show off his speed. Frisbee sets, splits the middle of the rubber, and fires the 0-1 to Haskin. It's popped up into shallow center. This will not score the run as Gigliotti runs down, ranges to his right, now runs in, and makes the catch. The runner's going to tag. The throw comes in. It's up the line. And how about that speed from Colton Kowser? He scores. Sacrifice fly for Hudson Haskin on the speedy legs of Colton Kowser, and it's 6-1 Bowie. Inning would not end there, though. After the sacrifice fly, Maverick Hanley was hit by a pitch, and Andrew Dashbach came up, finally knocking Frisbee out of the game with this clutch single. As the 2-2 comes home to Dashbach, and he floats it out to left field. That falls in for a base hit. Prieto scores. Ortiz gets the wave. The throw is a missile home, but it's cut off. A 2 RBI single for Andrew Dashbach, and the Bay Sox lead 8-1 here in the fifth. So Frisbee was lifted after that, allowing 8 runs, but with 2 runners left on base, it was on to Trenton Toplicar to try and strand those inherited. He couldn't get it done. J.D. Mundy took him deep pretty dang quick. The 0-1 pitch. This one crushed. Out to deep right field. Forget it. Labor watches it go. J.D. Mundy says goodbye. A 3-run home run for his 5th of the season. And the Bay Sox lead 11-1. All in all, a 7-run 5th inning for the Bay Sox. That was more than enough cushion for Ryan Watson to continue. He went into the 6th inning for only the 2nd time this season and worked scoreless again, breaking up that great string of his, ended at 15 consecutive batters retired. But Watson finished the inning and picked up a career-high 6 innings with 7 strikeouts on the day. In the bottom of the 6th, the Bay Sox went down quietly against Toplicar, but in the 7th, Toplicar found himself at the hands of J.D. Mundy once again. The 3-1 pitch to Mundy is lifted out toward right center field and deep. This one headed to the wall, and it's gone! J.D. Mundy says goodbye! His second home run of the evening and sixth of the season is a solo blast here in the seventh. The Bay Sox make it 12-1. After Mundy did that, that was still more than enough for the bullpen to work with as Connor Loprich came in with two scoreless innings, two perfect innings. And while the Bay Sox did get a couple of runners on base in the bottom of the eighth, they couldn't bring home any more insurance. But again, they still had more than enough. Don't want to get too gluttonous when it comes to the runs scored. Save some for tomorrow, why don't you? Because as the game moved into the ninth, it turned over to Sheldon Perkins, and he was lights out. Crowd with some rhythmic clapping as the 2-2 comes in. It swung on and missed for strike three. A breaking ball down as Perkins retires the side in the ninth. And the Bowie Bay Sox are winners once again. A perfect start to the second half continues with a 12-1 wallop of the Richmond Flying Squirrels. So there's your final score. Richmond scores one on three hits with no errors. They left on three. Bowie scores 12 runs on 11 hits with no errors. They left on seven. Ryan Watson is the winning pitcher. He moves to 5-2 on the season. As Matt Frisbee takes the loss, he falls to 3-5. No save as the game was played in 2 hours and 32 minutes in front of a paid attendance at Prince George's Stadium of 1,768. With the loss, Richmond falls to 40-31 on the season, 0-2 in the second half, and they're on a 2-game losing streak, 18-17 on the road. With the win, the Bay Sox move to 29-42 on the season, 2-0 in the second half, a 2-game winning streak. Bowie is now 16-9 at Prince George's Stadium. And with that 2-0 record, Bowie will stay in first place, most likely still tied for first, but still in first. We'll look ahead to tomorrow's game between these two squads as the Bay Sox will try to make it 3 in a row, but for now we break. When we come back, we'll do some scoreboard watching, check in on the Eastern League and the Orioles organization. We're back after this. Bowie takes down Richmond 12-1. You're listening to Bay Sox postgame.
From sprains to stitches, sore throats to stomach aches, and pulled muscles to poison ivy, care is around the corner at Patient First. Walk in to see a doctor from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day of the year. X-rays, lab tests, and prescription drugs are on site, and most major insurance plans are accepted. For routine illnesses and injuries, Patient First is here for you. Patient First, the name fits.
Patient First, proud partner of the Bowie Bay Sox. Open 8 a.m. to 10 p.m. every day.
Make sure you've got your Jedi cloaks ready on Saturday, July 16th for Star Wars Saturday at Prince George's Stadium. Meet dozens of Star Wars characters out at the ballpark, take part in interactive exhibits and lightsaber battles, and you can bid on specialty game-worn jerseys by the Bay Sox players at the game. It's all sponsored by Taco Bell, and it comes your way on Saturday, July 16th. So get your tickets now for Star Wars Saturday at the ballpark by heading to BaySox.com.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Rad Orthodontics is here to help you, Bowie Bay Sox fans. Rad Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With two of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the D.C. area, we love to see Bay Sox fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit RadSmile.com today and book your free consult. That's RADSmile.com for Rad Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Bowie Bay Sox.
Back into Prince George's Stadium as we continue on with Bay Sox postgame this evening. Bowie blowing out Richmond 12-1, making it 2-0 to start the second half of the 2022 season. Let's see how the other team's 2-0 squads once the day wraps up, Altoona being one of them, as they put on 4 runs in the third and then 3 more in the fifth to cruise to an easy 8-3 victory over the Harrisburg Senators. One team that is not 2-0 in the second half is Erie, as they've split the first 2 games of their series with Akron. They tried to come back for the second consecutive night, but could not. They put on 2 runs in the bottom of the ninth, Erie, but fell 5-4. So Akron and Erie are both 1-1 to start the second half. That's how things look around the Southwest Division, so it'll be Bowie and Altoona atop the league, the two teams that were among the bottom three in the first half, and then it'll be Erie and Akron tied for second, while Harrisburg and Richmond, Erie and Akron tied for third, but they're basically second. And then Harrisburg and Richmond both 0-2 to start the second half. On the Northeast Division side of things, Portland holding off a late rally by the New Hampshire Fisher Cats to just squeak away with a 6-5 win. Reading taking down Somerset for the second consecutive day. The Fightins beat the Patriots 4-2. And Binghamton and Hartford are playing a very, very slow one, as they're only in the top of the eighth inning at Dunkin' Donuts Park. Now, Max Scherzer was making a rehab start for the Rumble Ponies, so it's understandable there's no pitch clock when major leaguers are rehabbing. But Hartford currently trails Binghamton 4-3. Again, they're still only in the top of the eighth in that game. Around the Orioles organization, of course, the big league club Baltimore, they gave up a 9 spot to Seattle today, and they fell. An unfortunate loss on the West Coast there, but hey, at least they get some time to rest before going into tomorrow. Aberdeen is having a tough time with the Winston-Salem Dash at the moment over at Ripken Stadium as they trail 7-4 in the eighth. You talk about a tough time, that's what Delmarva has been dealing with as well. They gave up 9 consecutive runs to the Fredericksburg Nationals to open the day. 3 runs in the second, third, and fourth innings before Delmarva finally broke through. They put on 3 in the fifth and 1 in the sixth. They trail 9-4 in the top of the seventh. And then down at Harbor Park, it's another good day for Norfolk as they put on a 6 spot in the fourth inning. They had 3 more in the eighth to get a little bit of breathing room as Gwinnett had made it a little tight. It's 9-5 Norfolk. I guess they'll call Dolly Parton in that joke, but I do know that joke. 9-5 Norfolk leads Gwinnett in the top of the ninth over at Harbor Park. But of course, the score we care about most on this production is that of Bowie's, and they take down Richmond in a big way tonight. 12-1. Two sides back at it again tomorrow with a 6:35 first pitch for Thursday as Noah Denoyer will get the start for the Bay Sox. An 0-1 record, but a 1.72 ERA. Ryan Murphy will start for Richmond. It will be his AA debut after being called up from High A Eugene. Again, a 6:35 first pitch, which means a DCA Imaging Systems pregame show of 6:15. For now, though, we say so long. Matt Sabatis saying thanks for joining us this evening on what's been a just fun day here at Prince George's Stadium. Bowie takes down Richmond 12-1. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Bowie Bay Sox Baseball. We hope you enjoyed today's game and join us next time for another exciting broadcast coming up soon. This has been a presentation of the Bowie Bay Sox.